Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Danberg. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported Jaguars offensive coordinator Grant Yudinski has withdrawn from the Browns head coaching search, but is still pursuing the Bills head coaching job. Meanwhile, Philip Rivers has withdrawn from Buffalo's search after interviewing Friday. College football, Ohio State is reportedly finalizing a deal to make former Steelers offensive coordinator Arthur Smith its next OC. He spent 2 years with Pittsburgh after going 21-30 as head coach of the Falcons. College hoops tonight, Ohio State hosts Penn State at 7. Coverage on the Fan starts at 6. Olympics, the U.S. announced its 232-athlete roster for the Milan Cortina Games. 41-year-old Lindsey Vonn cracked the roster, seeking her first gold in ski racing since 2010. Golf, Scottie Scheffler won the Amex Sunday for his 20th career PGA Tour win. This update is sponsored by Eco Plumbers. Get $500 in free plumbing services when you buy a new water heater. Visit GetEco.com and book today.
It's time to add some spice to your nooner. Nooner. Funny. This is the place where big-time guests, bold opinions, and little cute doggies come together. This is Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus, the number one rated windows and doors in Columbus.
All right, here we go. What blizzard? It's just a few flakes. Rothman and Ice. We are safe. We are inside. We are in studio. We're happy to have you guys with us wherever you are viewing or listening to us. We appreciate you. Hopefully you're safe at home. Snow days are the best when you are at home. And we are here. Minus one, but that's because our man TLC is buried alive at his apartment complex. Yeah. So we want him to be safe and stay off the roads, but good to see you, my man.
Yeah, man. It's good to see you too. I didn't know what was going to happen today. I really didn't. Looking out the blinds all day yesterday, waking up in the middle of the night, as I always do to go to the bathroom, as you know, about 3 a.m., looked outside and it was obviously snow everywhere.
You were a kind of a, this is going to fizzle out guy, right?
I think we set the over under at 10.5 and I took the under. Yeah. I don't know where the official number is.
It's got to be over that.
I really don't know. But yeah, it was a crazy day. Hey, shout out to everybody out there that is working. Shout out to all the people that are cleaning off the roads as we speak. So thank you for what you are doing. Shout out to TLC's fill-in right now. Isaiah is in the building with his, that's a nice Browns coat. Not a Browns, that's a real nice coat you got going on. When did you get here today?
I got here around like 4 a.m.
Okay, he's grinding. He's grinding.
So I was doing the morning show, yeah. And then I was getting ready to leave, and Fitch was like, you think that you could maybe hang around?
I'm going to need you to hang around and work.
Yeah, he's doing a two-a-day today. Yeah. He's doing a two-a-day
today. It is a nice satin jacket. Yeah. It's always better when the Browns, when the orange and fudge has a lot less fudge and more white like that.
Yeah, the cream. It looks real good. There's a little bit of brown, little orange.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Did you leave to go get lunch today?
I did.
Okay, you where did you go?
I went to McDonald's.
Okay, he went to McDonald's.
I called first to make sure that it was open. And so I've now made it to the station 3 times now today, comparatively to Cole, which is 0.
Yeah, crazy. So yeah, yesterday, AR, I'm one of those people to where I can't sit in the house all day and do nothing. So I did get out of my apartment yesterday and just walked to the front and went to my gym at my apartment complex. Mm-hmm. Like I had to do that, and that was a rough walk, but we made it happen. And then once I got done with that, I was good, and I just locked in and, you know, put a dent in my couch and enjoyed the rest of the day as much as I could. What was your Sunday like outside of the football?
Sunday was early shoveling when it was light and fluffy.
How's the back after that?
Fine. Okay. No, it was good. Okay. Yeah, I borrowed the ergonomically correct shovel from Chanel No. 5, which is the one that
what
has
word
the,
did you just drop on me?
I don't know.
Did he tell you about the siren?
I thought
for the
maybe
big
because he was off, I'd get away
so
with it.
So many drops
if
in here.
If you have the big word siren, please fire that because AR is just already clicking ergonomically.
I can't even explain to you guys how many pages of audio there is in here.
That's all he likes to do is record what we say, make drops, do whatever. But we had, so about 3 months ago, I said, we need a big word alert.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's way too many big words that are being tossed around like willy-nilly when less than 50% of the people know what it means. But I think ergonomically might be a little bit above the Mendoza line.
You think that's
Fernando
common?
Mendoza
you think
line.
That's a common one?
Not saying it's common. I always judge it on whether half the people would know what it means.
That's a new one for me, ergonomically. That's a new one for me. Isaiah?
Ergonomically
I've
correct?
Never,
yeah.
Really? Never heard that one.
Yeah, you were in your bag with that
all
one.
All right,
there.
So the reason that came up, years ago, we had what I would deem ergonomically correct chairs. You've not heard me say that before?
I really have.
Okay, so we, because you were producing at the time, we sit for 3 hours a day. And so the chairs that we invested in at the old building, where I would call them ergonomically correct, support your back,
oh, yeah.
You don't slouch. You know, some people used it as a recliner, but, you know.
How'd that work out?
That worked bad for the chairs. Bad for the grass. And so this is the definition.
Uh-huh.
In a way that relates to or is designed for efficiency and comfort in the working environment.
Yeah, we'll take that too. That I'll work too.
That's as close as I can get
that,
right
we'll
now.
We'll take that.
I'll get closer later.
Look, a big word alert. We're
anyway
7 minutes into the show.
The
and you're already
shovel
in
is not one of those. It's one of those that has, you know, that curves.
Oh.
You guys not know what I'm talking about? The shovels where...
No, I've got your traditional okay. shovel, man. That's all I've got, you know? I know you're living a different lifestyle.
I didn't live any life.
Of...
I borrowed the damn thing. I don't even own a shovel. That's the bad part.
Oh, man.
There are your totals, my man. Oh,
where
Columbus. The Dirty Dozen. All right, so take the over.
Dang, Zanesville almost got 17.
Yeah, that's nice. 17, blowing and drifting.
I hope everybody's doing all right up there, man, because it was a... Look, driving in on the freeway, I'm not even joking. It felt like I saw more cars pulled over into the side of the snow.
Did you stop and
help
them all?
Well, it looked like people were already kind of out of the vehicles, fortunately, I guess. But, yes, more of those cars than actual vehicles on the freeway with me driving in today. You know? One of those days, man. But listen... We're here for the people.
Essential.
This is what we do, you know?
Essential.
Shout out to, if you're on YouTube right now, shout out to you. Shout out to you. And hey, we're going to give it a go at 1 o'clock today. The floor is yours.
Wasn't sure whether we were going to give that a shot or not.
I think
it's worth the gamble.
I want to hear what's going on with the people. What's going on?
In their homes?
Yeah, what are you doing today?
Share what you're doing in your homes with us.
What are you having for lunch today? What was your snow day like yesterday? Look, if you're even a kid that doesn't have school today, call in to Uncle Anthony. He wants to hear from you.
Take us inside your home. Maddie wants to get a peek behind the curtain.
So we will try to do that at 1 o'clock. 614-821-9710 is our number. We want to chop it up with you.
We've got championship stuff to talk about from this weekend. Great games. I know they were different, but it didn't make them any less entertaining for me. We got Stephen Means coming up bottom of the hour at 12:30. We'll talk Buckeyes and the hire of Uncle Artie. And then we will have Party Like a Rockstar. We'll do that today since we have a full show. And you mentioned the floor is yours. We'll open up that at 1 o'clock. And we'll attempt to do our weekly visit with Adam King at 10TV, although his TRT text return time is amongst the worst in the Tri-County area.
The text has landed.
Oh, it did finally come through?
The text has landed. So I texted AK. I want to get you the... I texted AK at 10:34.
Mm-hmm.
Said, you coming in or we hitting you up on the phone at 1:30? At 12:06, probably phone her today. I still have to shovel the driveway still. He doesn't seem like he's...
Is that a second shoveling? Because I did only once, and then I did like kind of a brief rollover.
Okay.
But that was it. I shoveled about maybe 10 in the morning yesterday and didn't again.
So I got after it a little bit when I came back from the gym, just kind of wiped off the surface of the car, whatever. And that does help. That did help. Because it faded away, obviously, into the evening, not even the afternoon for me. But, yeah, we had the great gentlemen that, you know, kind of live in our neighborhood that take care of everything. They were getting after it. They kind of plowed it pretty well early on in the day. So it wasn't that bad in my neighborhood. It was actually worse when I got out to the roads this morning than it was in my neighborhood.
I have a little bit of fear of heights.
Mm.
Not that I won't go up in a tall building. Like, I'll do it. It's just anxiety. But I'll do it. It's not one of those where... I will never do it. And so I was deciding whether I was coming in today, do I want to take the overpass at like Easton or whatever? And I said, nah, I'm not going to do it.
Back roads?
Yeah, well, if you call 161 the back roads, but yeah, and it wasn't great. Yeah. And then I hit 71 and came down, and there's all one lane is always good, mm-hmm. right? And the other lane's always snow covered. Mm-hmm. There's always that guy or woman, whoever, that wants to go and pass you. Like, it's fine. And I don't think I was even going that slow. I'm just doing normal stuff. And it's just like, let me spin on by you, and that's fine.
I ran into
get away from me is the best thing I want. Coming stay
in,
away.
That's no, you're right, Ayo. That's smart. Coming in on 70, it was like the one lane that was pretty mm-hmm. much clear, but we were driving like over the hash marks on the freeway.
Yes.
Like there wasn't even we weren't
you
even
gotta
like
make
in
your own lane.
Lane
at this point.
And there was a truck that came behind me, and I could just see them getting closer and closer.
Barreling down.
And closer. And so I just kind of do my thing. You know what I mean? Like, you feel like you got the vehicle to go around me, do your thing. But I don't understand those people. What's the rush? Nobody's really working today. I think these people are just, you know,
show-offs.
Yeah. I think that's what's going on.
Making you feel bad.
But they don't make me feel bad. Because I'm just locked in, man. You know what I mean? I'm just out here living my best life, trying to.
So the heights thing is pretty incredible from this weekend. When we come back, I'll give you that story. And then we'll get into, obviously, that Ryan Day hires his guy. We weren't sure where, how much room, how much were they going to dedicate, and was this going to be a specific coaching hire or also kind of a recruiting hire? We have those details. We'll hit those next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Head to 971thefan.com to listen on demand and subscribe to all our podcasts. Wasting time has never been easier. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Can't get enough of your favorite fan content? Good news, we're on all the digitals. Follow 971 The Fan on X, Facebook, YouTube, The Talk, and Gram. Your digital home for endless shenanigans. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Chances of flurries this morning and then snow showers as we head into the day. Gusty winds means we could have some patchy blowing snow, otherwise mostly cloudy and cold with our feels like below zero. For tonight, chances of snow showers linger, otherwise partly cloudy with our feels like 15 to 20 below. And for Tuesday, we have a chance of snow showers again, feels like 15 to 20 below with those gusty winds. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
Bet365, the official online sports book of Rothman and Ice. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
A perfect afternoon parlay. This is Rothman and Ice.
All right, welcome back into the Essentials. Anthony Rothman and Matty Ice Hayes and Isaiah, who lives here. We have a cot in the back or a crow's nest. Hey, Jacket fans. Mm. Saturday night was amazing. That game was on fire. Marchment with the Hattie, mm-hmm. big win, goals everywhere. And guess what? You're going to have to live off that for a little bit. The Jackets-Kings game has just been postponed.
Okay.
So they're going to reschedule it Monday, March 9th.
Makes sense.
So the Jackets and the NHL said,
shut her down.
Weather. The game will be played March 9th. I don't have a puck drop time for you on that. Tickets for tonight's game, if you have them, will be valid on the new date.
Okay.
So hang on to those.
Nice little win. Nice
little win. So we'll be back in action hopefully on Wednesday.
Okay.
When the Flyers come in.
I'm wondering now if Ohio State basketball will follow this lead by the Blue Jackets, because Buckeye Hoops is supposed to tip things off tonight over there at the Shot at 7 o'clock.
Wow. Against you could Penn be right State. In that front row probably, Maddie.
I wonder what ticket prices are looking like right now. They can't be. They can't be.
I saw some as low as $2 this morning.
Yeah, that's on. That's
Maddie.
Seems appropriate.
If you go to the game, they give you a canned good.
Like, if this game does happen tonight, The attendance is going to be so light.
It's going to be electric in there.
So light over there.
You're saying tonight won't be the home court advantage they were hoping for.
It will not. It will not. But yes, we'll keep you guys posted on that. But I'm kind of leaning.
All right, we'll see.
Probably cancel that one too, I would think. Right? I don't know.
I don't know how that all works. I mean, remember the kids from campus can walk over. I mean,
that's a...
If they want to.
Nice little short walk over to the shot in this weather. Yeah,
that's true. It's not great. But they can get there. Yeah. I don't know. College campus type deal, that may be a little bit different. Mm. I always thought, listen, it doesn't really... The fans, certainly. The coach and the players want fans in the building if they can have them.
Yeah.
But remember, I mean, these games are televised. I mean, they're on the radio. We're going to... Like, it's... There's money to be made. And there's money to be lost. So... I don't know how you reschedule this one.
It's a big game for them.
7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just like, is it a bad look if they go when the Jackets are like, we're good over here at Nationwide? I don't know.
What if we said to Penn State, we'll give you a half a win? We'll just, you guys are hurting for wins in the conference.
Does a tie help them both?
Hey, we'll give you a half. Everybody. I mean, Jake's not taking that.
No, absolutely not. They need dubs, man.
Plus, they should win. You're not going to be one of those, okay, yeah, we'll figure it out later. You're right. They need to stack some dubs.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so speaking of, I did not see this, and if I knew it was on, I wouldn't have watched it. Did you guys hear about the dude that climbed the skyscraper with no ropes, no nothing?
Okay, I saw that this thing got...
On Netflix.
I saw this thing got delayed, correct? Well, I thought that there was like a original kick time for this.
He did it.
Yesterday?
I don't know when he did it. It was this weekend at some point, but he's a legendary rock climber. He's gone to Yosemite, but this was this is Taipei 101. This is a skyscraper.
Yeah.
This is 1,600 feet. This is 101 stories, and he just went hands-on. Like, I don't even know if he was wearing gloves. I'm assuming he was, but I don't even know. Maybe it's just free hands. Like, I saw JSN make a catch yesterday with one glove, but that thing's like Velcro, and he's awesome. This guy may have climbed 101 stories barehanded.
Okay, so who is this guy?
His name is Alex Honnold, and he made a solo climb of one of the tallest skyscrapers in the world.
And this was live, is what you're telling me.
Live yesterday. On Netflix with his family and two young children watching.
See, I think these type of things need to be on tape delay for obvious reasons. We can't have
and he gets to the top.
Can't have things
and,
go south.
And climbs up on the little dome and puts his hands in the air. And there might be a gust of wind that would come and blow
That's
him right
off.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, we got to have this on tape.
How insane is this? We make people wear seatbelts. We're letting him climb 100 stories? Like,
no gloves either. He was barehanded.
All he needed was the permission from the building owner.
Yeah, that's not feeling right. And you are a guy that I couldn't even watch this
knowing it was live.
Right. There's not a number for you, I think, that I could offer you in straight cash, homie, where you would do this. I just don't think. Is there a number?
No. I think I live a relatively good life.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't need this thrill. You know how much you got paid to do this?
Oh. Do you have the number?
I do.
Okay, so
it was live on Netflix.
This is coming from Netflix, I'm assuming, this check. So I'm going to say that he probably got a couple mil for this.
Do you know?
2 million.
I don't know. I would say 1 mil, is my guess.
I'm going to say 2 million for this.
You got $500,000.
That's it? No, come on, Alex. We got to dig in more than that in negotiations.
He's like still working a day job.
Your life is on the line.
His life was worth $500,000 according to Netflix.
It's a nice chunk of change, but with how many millions Netflix has, you got to come away from that thing with a couple mil, big dog.
That's how much your life was to Netflix.
What if they said, what if he negotiated and said, I need $3 million to make this climb? And they said, we're good.
Which maybe they did.
Yeah. Maybe
but,
they did.
I mean, my goodness, if you're doing
business. I'll double check that, but that's what I saw.
No, if you're doing business with a business or big business like Netflix, you got to aim for the sky. Aim high, Willis. Aim high.
The question is, how many people would watch this?
I didn't. I didn't even care about it when I heard about it last week.
That's why it was worth $500,000, apparently. And now that you know the result, now you can watch it and know that he made it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it took him an hour and 35 minutes.
So you're telling me he's just going up this building like Spider-Man, just with tacky stuff on his fingers.
That's what he's doing. Yeah, maybe like a gymnast talc, like the pummel horse. Like this guy's going to, it's unbelievable. Like, it doesn't even make sense. Then he does a selfie up there. Like, I don't even know how a brain works that way.
There are adrenaline seekers, they are. There are people that love jumping out of planes, roller coasters, running with the bulls, whatever it may be, chasing tornadoes and stuff. Like, those people are just wired differently, man. I don't get it either. I like to be in control of a lot of what I do in life for the most part. And you go down those roads, I feel no control. And I don't like that at all. I can't even get on roller coasters, man. I can't even do it.
I don't even know how you train for this. To train your mind. This is not like a kid who grew up like you see these, everyone like a auto racer putting his life in danger, her life in danger, you know, every time they go, right? 180, 200 miles an hour, other cars, walls, and all that. But they start with go-karts and they learn this lack of fear at a very young age. And then they decide to go one way or the other. This is either for me or it's not.
Yeah.
Clearly this was for him. But I guess another guy, he wasn't the only guy that's ever done this. I guess like 20 years ago, somebody did this.
At the same building?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he was inspired.
Yeah, maybe so.
Maybe, like, you know.
I mean, that's sick.
It is. It's sicko stuff. And I'm glad the dude's okay, because you hear some real sad stories about the people that try to climb Mount Everest, and that doesn't always go well, you know? And people are still doing that.
I'm sure he wouldn't have done it if it was like a certain weather or winds or rain, or obviously you have to pick the perfect day to do this.
Is that why it got delayed? Because
I don't know. Maybe the winds were too high. Okay. I don't know.
Because I swear I thought it did get delayed, but I didn't hear the reason.
Let me ask you this. Would you call this guy one of the greatest athletes of all time?
No.
That takes incredible athletic ability. It takes incredible mental strength, physical strength. It takes endurance, stamina. It takes the whole thing. I would consider this one of, if not the greatest athletic achievement ever. He climbed a 100-story building from the outside with no ropes and no parachute.
You don't believe what you just said.
I actually do believe it now, the more I talk about it. This is
one of the greatest athletic achievements of all time.
Physical and mental. You tell me what's better. You tell me what's bigger.
What physical athletes have to put their body through, to me, especially football players, I will rank above this guy just climbing something.
No. The fear, the difference.
You're speaking from your fear. I think that's rooted in your fear of heights, too.
I think this is one of the greatest athletic achievements.
I don't think this guy was scared. I think he's just wired differently.
Well, none of these football players may be scared either.
That's what I'm saying, though. I think you're speaking from your perspective of how scary that would be, which I understand. But for him, this is just like another walk in the park. This is a scoop of vanilla ice cream for him.
Yeah, but why
$500,000 is all I need.
Why wouldn't we compare him to the same thing you're saying for other athletes?
I just don't think the physical demand of doing this is what
I mean, 100 stories.
Yeah, I don't view
with
it
your
that
arms
way.
And
no,
legs?
Like a boxer or football player. No, I don't view it that way.
Oh, there's no.
It's a nice and really cool achievement. It is, but I just don't think I would stack him up.
I don't even know
if
we could put this into
amongst the
context.
Best like athleticism with like a basketball player. No, I can't do that.
Well, no, there's different versions of athleticism when it comes to a sport. That I understand. The difference between a guy being able to contort his body or make a catch or shoot a basketball or hit a baseball. There's different levels of athleticism when it comes to that specific sport. I get that. But I think this checks a lot of the boxes that we talk about with athletes. Mental and physical strength, endurance, overcoming any adversity. Like, I think this has everything.
I don't know about the endurance part. I don't know about that part.
I just think physically this would be pretty taxing.
Maybe. I'll never know. I won't even climb a
all
rock
the other
wall.
Sports we talk about, there are stoppages of play.
Yeah, but still.
Outside of running a marathon.
Yeah, but still, like, the physical demand of sports to me is tougher than this. That's just my take on it, you know? Like, I can't even rock climb a wall at Magic Mountain, let alone thinking about what he's doing. But you just got to walk away with more money. That's what I'm really mad at him about.
Well,
that's sad.
That
honestly
comes with supply and demand.
Yeah, but
because you know he didn't start at, you know, 10 grand. Like, he started high. They hit a ceiling, clearly. Because now he admitted, even if it wasn't about the paycheck, that paycheck was nice.
He's a sicko then.
But
he's
a sicko. Yeah, that it wasn't
about the money.
This wasn't, I'll do it. And if I die, my family still gets the money.
He's been climbing things probably for free his whole life.
And my guess is, you know what, and I'm not even his lawyer, but I would play his agent in this thing, that whatever we get, I'm assuming that if I fall and die,
it goes to the
my family gets it.
Okay. Okay.
This isn't just, I've got to make it to get
and
it.
And you're saying there was no, like, safety net below him or anything? It was just, hey, no. This is, you know.
Our boy Stangerpool says he had a chalk box for his hands, belting okay. on his back. And nearing the end, he went handless and had his legs wrapped around something.
He's just showing off then. He's just showing off at that point.
I'm going to put, right. I may put out a poll for the next couple days. Would you consider this one of the greatest athletic achievements? Because I think it is. And I'm not saying that this guy could ski in the Olympics or do, like, I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
Because that takes a different set of skills. What I'm saying is I think this checks a lot of boxes. When we try to decide our golfers athletes, our swimmers athletes, our like they all are to some
Swimming's
degree.
Swimming's more physically demanding than this to me. What Michael
I'll
Phelps
never
did
know,
me
but,
either.
But I have to imagine this takes incredible physical ability.
I'm not doubting that.
Yeah.
I just think for me, I'm ranking him pretty low. That's all.
I'm ranking. Yeah, he climbed 101.
You know
that guy that made a tackle on Sunday. He's way above you.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
You know that. Stephen Means in 2 minutes. Arthur Smith running the show. We'll get details next. Rothman Nice.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Or two about the moments in life that matter. You've seized those moments to embrace joy, accomplish great things, and build meaningful relationships. Is it time now to sit back and reflect on a life well lived? Maybe. Or maybe there's more to be done. Maybe this is the most important moment you've encountered yet. By volunteering with AmeriCorps Seniors, you can seize the moment, lend a hand, and get back more than you give. We connect you to local volunteer organizations with opportunities that fit your schedule and match your interests. Through AmeriCorps Seniors, you can support people in times of need and make your community stronger. You can become a companion to your older neighbors, brightening their days with friendship. You can even become a mentor for young people, serving as a role model and enriching their lives. Are you ready to seize your moment? Visit AmeriCorps.gov/yourmoment and get started today.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Rothman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door Showroom on Gemini Parkway.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The best bet on the radio. This is Rothman and Ice.
All right, we're into the college football offseason. Important things have to happen. I think there was some thought that, I mean, there was always the thought that Ryan Day was going to go look for a guy, and then there was the other thought was, well, can he fit another coach in, and then what would be the details of that? We're kind of getting some of that now with Arthur Smith coming to Ohio State. Our friend Stephen Means, Cleveland.com, affectionately known as Natron on this show, my man, it's great to have you. Thanks for making time for us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
What was your first reaction? It seems a little polarizing, but Ohio State has some evidence of reaching into the NFL and making this work. The next offensive coordinator, Arthur Smith, your initial reaction was what?
Yeah, if the fans hate it, that means it's going to be a home run hire.
You're kind of putting that in the Patricia box?
Yeah, we're going to base this off of, listen, I've noticed the pattern here. They loved the Kerry Combs hire, didn't work out so well. They kind of loved the next step of the maturation of the Brian Hartline situation. Didn't work out very well. didn't all the way love Chip Kelly, wins the national championship. Hates Arthur Smith. So, you know, and hey, we'll see what happens, right? Maybe it is in the Matt Patricia category. But in all seriousness, I like the process for which Ryan Day went about going to do this. And you were just talking about it. This has never happened before, where your coordinator is not one of the, you know, 10 recruiting working assistant coaches. Like, Arthur Smith is literally here to do what Jim Knowles was doing technically, even if he could recruit, is that he's just here to scheme, right? I think the best way to maybe describe this is Arthur Smith is the head chef in the offensive kitchen, and it's on Billy Fessler and Keenan Bailey and Carlos Lachlan and Tyler Bowen to go out there and get the best ingredients and prepare the best ingredients. And then every Saturday this fall, Arthur Smith's job is to come create a good dish. And that's what Matt Patricia does on the defensive side. You've got a head coach of the defense. You've got a head coach of the offense, right? You've got a head coach of personnel, which is Mark Fantoni, a head coach of the strength and conditioning program, which is Mick Moriarty, and then the head coach of the entire operation, which is Ryan Day. I like this. I like that Ryan Day is using the fact that you no longer are limited to just having 10 assistants working with the players. You only have 10 who are on the road. You're finding a way to maximize and be creative within that idea. Now, will it work with Arthur Smith, the person? I guess we'll find out. But even then, the description of him as the more of a run game guy, I think pairs well with what Ryan Day already brings in the passing attack.
So you kind of took me where I wanted to go, because, you know, one thing that stuck with me watching the Steelers operate this year was how slow of a pace that they played at. Now, I understand that can be a personnel thing. You had an older quarterback, yada, yada, yada. They didn't have a bunch of weapons. But this year, as you know, Steven, there was some kind of angst amongst Buckeye fans when it comes to how slow they thought the offense ran this year. And so when you kind of forecast out what you think this is going to look like, just talk about that. Now that he is officially the offensive coordinator, are you concerned at all about pace not maybe being quick enough or quicker than what we watched this past season?
I don't think we'll see hyperspeed ever at Ohio State again, just because it did work, right? They played this slow in 2024 and won them a national championship. I think we can all understand why they're doing it. I think they just went overboard with it last year because they just assumed with so many young pieces that they could just flip the switch at a turn of the button. And then when it went to flip the switch two times this year, the light didn't come on. And so I don't think you can do that this year. I think part of the reason they were able to do that in 24 is because they were so old that guys had experience doing everything in college football. So you were more worried about, hey, let's make sure we get these guys to the finish line than you were about, hey, let's show people how fast we can play and how much tempo we can play with. When you had a young quarterback and a lot of new pieces all over the place, I don't think that was the right decision. I think they'll speed it up a little bit. But at the same time, they don't play that fast in the NFL in general. And the Steelers were just the slowest of the slow, right? So I don't think it'll be that slow. But what you do have with Arthur Smith is a guy who, whether it's in Atlanta, whether it's with Tennessee, whether it's with Pittsburgh, has played with a bunch of different personnel groupings, which is what Ohio State wants to do. He's never really had the type of weapons on the perimeter that he's going to have with Ohio State, with Jeremiah Smith and Chris Henry Jr. and Brandon Ennis and a lot of the transfers they brought in. But he has had elite running backs before, right? This is the guy who was running the offense when Derrick Henry was in charge of it. So you get a guy who's got some versatility and maybe provides a different perspective than what Ryan Day brings to the table, which I think is a great move as well. You had to get some outside influence in here. But I do think, yeah, that probably played a role in, okay, there's versatile ways we can play. That's what they want to be able to do. I just think last year they went a little too far overboard with one style of play and just completely neglected the other style, which I don't think the schedule will allow them to do as much as they did last year.
Steven Means with us talking Buckeyes from Cleveland.com. He's on the Bryan Heating Cooling Systems Fangest Hotline. So on paper, I understand exactly what you guys are saying and maybe what the fans are thinking, that how could you get a run-first coordinator when you have the elite weapons they have in the passing game? But Ryan Day is not blind to that, right? I mean, this is an opportunity to maybe advance the play action. I mean, they've always been pretty good at play action, and they were running it on first down a lot this year and burning some lesser teams, because I think what happened at the end of the season was that maybe some people were right, that they just weren't tested enough in the competition to really know exactly who they were. But this is, he knows he's getting Jeremiah Smith, right? I mean, this is, you're not making this hire if a coordinator is interviewing saying, yeah, I'm pretty hell bent on the run game. And if Every now and then we'll throw it to that guy. It just couldn't be that way.
Yeah, he didn't hire the Eagles' former OC, where you just completely forget about your wide receivers until it's third down. The passing game wasn't a problem last year. I understand that Julian Sand was inexperienced, and maybe that showed up in some of the biggest moments where he was playing a Miami quarterback who was in his seventh year as a college football player and like third year as a starter, and Fernando Mendoza, who was a fourth-year college football player in his third year as a starter. I get the inexperience maybe showed up. But Julian Sand finished fourth in the Heisman Trophy voting. Jeremiah Smith's numbers still got him every award but one that he probably should have deserved. And even that one was weird, the fact that he didn't win the Biletnikoff Award. Cardinal Tate wasn't a 1,000-yard receiver last year because he missed a month of football, not because the passing attack was the problem. But Arthur Smith is coming here to run the Ohio State offense, not the Tennessee Titans with Derrick Henry, not the Pittsburgh Steelers with Aaron Rodgers, not the Atlanta Falcons offense with Kirk Cousins or with, you know, Marcus Mariota, whoever else you want to throw in there. He's coming to run the Ohio State offense. So maybe he'll accentuate some things in the run game that maybe weren't accentuated when you had a wide receivers coach calling plays, and so you get a better output of the run game. But I don't think anybody's concerned about whether or not Ohio State's going to be able to throw the ball in 2026. In fact, yeah, the last time they had an offensive coordinator who was calling the plays here, who was a run game specialist, they won a national title. So it's about balance. You want to make sure that whatever you are as a head coach, that you have coaches around you who kind of elevate your strengths while also kind of like making up for your flaws. Ryan Day is awesome as a quarterback developer. He's awesome in the pass game. His run games have been okay right outside of J.K. Dobbins. So if you have a guy who's bringing in a run game perspective and you're mirroring that with what Ryan Day already brings in the passing attack, and you've got a second-year starting quarterback who is one of the best quarterbacks in college football, Jeremiah Smith is still the best player in college football as far as we're all concerned, and Bo Jackson is one of the best running backs, and an old, experienced offensive line, I think that is a mixture that could lead to success in 2026. And it's going to have to, because, again, this schedule is not nearly as weak as we're sitting here right now with last year's turned out to be. I guess we'll see what happens, right? They're the number one and number two teams in the country in the preseason on their schedule, and that fell apart, so we'll see what happens. But at least the names that situation and all that thing suggests that, hey man, this might be a schedule where you might be in more four quarter games than you were in 2025.
Hey, real quick before we let you go, the most intriguing transportal addition that Ryan Day and his staff made in your mind is whom?
Kerry Moore, the Duke safety, because I think that guy, he missed all of 2025. He was an all-ACC player in 2024. And all of these dudes are not going to end up being dudes, right? I think the 2024 transfer portal class maybe kind of warped our brains into what you should be looking for in the portal in terms of what is the expectation. But if there is a guy who could have the not Caleb Downs level impact at safety, which is ironic to say, but if he's as good as a safety as Quinshon Judkins was, as good as a running back next to Travion Henderson, I think that is a home run, knock it out the park. And I, to be honest with you, I think he might be a dude who just missed all of 2025, and so maybe people have forgotten about him a little bit.
Well done, my man. Always appreciate you hopping on. Stay safe, and hopefully we'll connect soon.
Anytime, guys. Thanks.
Thanks. Our friend Stephen Means, Cleveland.com, talking about the Arthur Smith hire. And yeah, I mean, it's odd, right? Because it's not like a college dude. It's not, but I think the lines are so blurred now. And remember, a lot of these guys, I mean, we already know at Ohio State, it's NFL talent, and this guy's obviously got a lot of NFL experience, and
I'll say this. I'm in complete wait-and-see mode on this one. Now, you got to trust Coach Day. Chip Kelly knocked that one out of the park. Patricia knocked that one out of the park. But I did not enjoy watching the Steelers offense at all this year. And again, it's going to be different personnel, right? And it's
against different competition.
It's a totally different game down here at the college level, but it was a methodical, slow-paced thing. They were last in the NFL and plays ran this entire year.
Tight ends might like it.
And so they might like it, but I'm just going to be in complete wait-and-see mode on this one, AR.
All right, we're going to come back and party like a rock star. So much from the weekend. We'll lay out the best of the best next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Tweet from a listener. Are you carrying the Buckeye game today? Considering we've never not carried one, yes. The answer is yes. The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
Before.
Join Rothman and Ice every Thursday at 2:30 for Gold Jacket Thursday.
Presented by the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
A new Hall of Famer joins the show every week. But not OJ, because he's dead and probably a murderer. The Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Let's all gather into the Kiki. It's time to party like a rock star.
I had a few lined up in my mind, but I'm changing my leadoff hitter. My leadoff hitter is Alex Honnold. This is a 40-year-old guy with a young family that is an expert rock climber that decides to start on the sidewalk of a 101-story building in Taipei and just start climbing with chalk on his hands and apparently maybe some grippy shoes. But I know he made it, and I still can't watch.
Yeah,
I'm getting nauseated.
We were watching it during the break in here on one of the TVs, and it's absurd. Like, people just in their apartments looking through their blinds taking selfies of this dude. Like, and you mentioned to me, you said, Maddie, look at the wind and how windy it was.
How about this? Don't distract him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need him waving at people and losing focus.
And it actually made me mad watching him do that because I came back to the money. That's just not $500 million to do something like that.
But here's the difference. I agree with you that it's up to him whether he wants to do it for a half a mil. And Netflix probably has plenty of money. They could make it more worth his while,
easy.
Especially if the worst of the worst happens. And then were they going to compensate his family more? I don't know. Mm. I don't even know if the guy could get a life insurance policy. You can't have that as a pseudo profession and go to a life insurance company and say, what do you think? Money well spent? My record's perfect. I'm still here. Have you taken any tumbles lately? Anyway, this is a free climb. It's a massive skyscraper. Mid-six figures. Mm. Not enough for any of us, but regardless of the payday, he said he would have gladly done it as long as the building said, climb away.
It's the real Peter Parker right there, huh? That's really Spider-Man. Yep. That's the closest thing we'll ever get to Spider-Man.
I know you think it's a hot take. I didn't think it was at the time. I think physically, mentally, the height of the skyscraper, the weather, all the adversity that comes with it, the pressure that is unmatched. It's life or death. I think this is one of the greatest athletic achievements I've ever seen.
He did it in an hour and a half?
That's another thing. Like,
pretty wild, man.
And what if you get like half? And by the way, there was no, I guess there is turning back. And somebody asked me online, like, how do you get down? And I'm like, I don't know how he specifically got down. I'm assuming that there is some sort of rappelling gadget that he has in that belt that he doesn't use to climb all the way up, but then he can rappel to a platform and then
maybe a parachute enter.
I don't spread your wings, fly away, go flying squirrel off that thing.
It's impressive.
Yeah, man. So he's partying like a rock star. You're right. I wish he got more money, but
yeah, come on, man. His agent, that's bad on his agent, whoever cooked that deal up. That's bad. But hey, he
Maddie,
deserves to be on this
for the
list.
Love of the climb. For the love of the climb. Alex Honnold,
first candidate for me. It's a combo platter of Jose Ramirez and Guardian fans because this guy just loves Cleveland. He loves Cleveland. Over the weekend, Jose Ramirez agrees to a 7-year, $175 million extension. You got a lot of deferred money in this thing, which is interesting that Cleveland's doing business that way. But this dude now is 33 years old. He's been there his entire career, 13 years in the show. 7-time All-Star, 6-time Silver Slugger, 2-time All-MLB first team member, multiple top 5, top 6 finishes in the MVP race. And if you're a Guardian fan, man, you just have to be head over heels in love with this guy. Because he just continues to re-up with your franchise. And I don't know if there's a lot of people that would blame him for saying, you know what? I want to go elsewhere. I want to go to a big market. I want to really contend for a World Series. Guardians have done a good job of scratching and clawing and getting to the postseason and doing what they can. It just has always felt like to me they haven't had enough offense and star power to really get over the hump. But this guy is as good as it gets at third base. Switch hitter, does literally everything that you could want. Build the man a statue. He's obviously going to Cooperstown, and it seems like he is going to finish his career in Cleveland. So Jose Ramirez and Guardian fans this weekend partying like a rock star.
You may have seen this one coming, Maddie, but I'm going to give it to Slinging Sammy Darnold. No more seeing ghosts. He takes them to their fourth Super Bowl, first time in what? They haven't been there in what, 10, 11 years? Anyway, 25 for 36.
Feels so bad for Seattle fans, right?
It's right. They're fourth. 25 for 36, 346, which is the highest of the season. We thought he could do it against the Rams because their defense really wasn't what people may have thought it would be this year, but three touchdowns. And remember, so back in 2019, he was mic'd up for the Jets, for people who don't remember this. And they were getting obliterated by the Pats. Mm-hmm. And he says, I'm seeing ghosts. And it was a bad thing because since he said that, he was branded that guy, almost like afraid in a way. And all he's done is rebuilt himself into a very viable quarterback. I admit it, as a Viking fan, this makes us look horrible. First with the Vikes, 14 wins, and now with the Seahawks. I believe he's the only quarterback in history to win 14 back-to-back for two different franchises. Mm. That has to be. And so, but here's why I want to put him in here. Because he had rebuilt himself. Unless he was playing the Rams. Like, the Rams got us last year, and he looked bad. Yeah. And that's why the Vikings said, you know what, he may be just good enough, but not to get us all the way there. And now he's proving everybody wrong. In his past four games against the Rams, dating back to his time with my Vikes, including the wildcard playoff game, the numbers are brutal. I mean, brutalness. It's awful. Unmistakable. 7 picks, 16 sacks, countless pressures and hits. And he just short circuits under that. And the Rams, I mean, the Rams don't just beat Darnold, they just unravel him. And last night, they couldn't. Mm-hmm. And he had a great game, and no more ghost story. Sam Darnold, whatever happens now, you've earned it. You've gotten to the Super Bowl, and now's your chance, man. So what a story. Good for him.
He balled out. He really did last night. Real quick, second candidate for me in the world of college basketball. This freshman, A.J. DeBanta, is different, folks. This guy is absolutely special against Utah on Saturday. 43 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and a block in the game. 4 of 5 from 3. If you have not watched this kid play yet, he plays for BYU. He's top 5 in the country in scoring. He's from Massachusetts and found his way out to BYU. They're cutting big checks out there. But this guy's going to be a top 3 pick in the NBA. He does a little bit of everything offensively. I love the energy that he plays with. So, low 40 piece for A.J. DeBanta, a true freshman out there for the Cougars doing his thing. This is a really good freshman class right now around college basketball. March Madness will be here before we know it. Lock in on these freshmen because these dudes can absolutely go. But A.J. DeBanta for BYU was in his bag this weekend, AR. Partying like a roster. They got a big one tonight against Arizona at home. So number one team in the country going into BYU's house. If you want to check him out tonight, see what he can do, lock in at 9.
All right, that's Party Like a Rock Star for this segment. We'll come back top of the hour. The floor is yours. So the number is 821-9710. We know that most people are checked out today because they're home and off work with a level 3. But if you are and you want to call Isaiah and get in the queue, we'll give you the floor. 821-9710. That is next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
The radio couldn't contain us, so we've taken over YouTube. Catch Morning Juice weekday mornings at 6 by searching 971 The Fan. Do it.
Enough already.
We can do more.
Enough already. We can find a cure.
Enough already.
We can do better for our kids.
Enough already. We are relying on you.
We can come together to support Children's Cancer Research Fund, a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer that is on the front line of breakthroughs. Because
it's enough already.
Go to childrenscancer.org today.
I'm Leslie.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
DeMar Hamlin, I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
Are the keepers of the wild, America's original and most invested conservationists. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving wildlife and the natural landscapes that define our nation. From rugged alpine ridgelines to peaceful tall grass prairies, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. Our funding has led to cleaner water, fresher air, and improved wildlife habitat. From abundant fish and waterfowl populations to robust deer and elk herds, nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters, stewards of the American outdoors.
America's hunters and target shooters, along with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, have invested more than $46 billion to help state fish and wildlife agencies manage and protect wildlife and wild lands across America. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Wrinkles, gray hair, and hearing loss are common signs of getting older. But being short of breath, having tightness in your chest, coughing and wheezing are not. If you are experiencing these symptoms, you may be one of the millions of people who are living with a condition called COPD but don't know it. Early diagnosis and treatment can add years of better breathing to your life. For more information, talk to your doctor and visit copdfoundation.org today.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Danberg. The Blue Jackets announced tonight's game versus the Kings from Nationwide Arena has been postponed due to weather. The game will be made up March 9th at a start time to be determined. Jackets will close their four-game homestand versus the Flyers Wednesday at 7:30. NFL, ESPN's Adam Schefter reported Jaguars offensive coordinator Grant Udinski has withdrawn for the Browns head coaching search, but he is still pursuing the Bills head coaching job. In L.A., the Chargers officially announced former Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel as their next offensive coordinator. College hoops tonight, Ohio State hosts Penn State at 7. Newest Buckeye Puff Johnson will dress in his second game and his first against his former school. Coverage on the Fan starts at 6. Olympics, the U.S. announced its 232-athlete roster for the Milan Cortina Games. In skiing, 41-year-old Lindsey Vonn was named to the roster, seeking her first gold medal since 2010. Breaking sports news when it happens right here with the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Truth of the matter is, you're listening to Rothman and Ice on 97.1 The Fan.
All right, back at it. Second hour of The Essentials. Anthony Rothman, Matty Ice Hayes, and you. We're happy you're with us.
Yes, we love you.
Adam King may join us via the phone.
Yeah, he's calling
at 1:30.
Sounds like he's calling in bottom of the hour. He says he had to shovel his driveway, so I can't wait to hear how
feet
that goes.
Feet up, space heater. Comforts, creature comforts.
Yeah, probably got his coffee going, pajamas on.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we'll have him at 1:30, and we will continue with The Floor Is Yours. So I've been told by our man Isaiah, who is working the marathon shift, that he does have a couple in the queue. Okay. Who's batting leadoff for us?
We got Alan here that's wanting to talk a little bit of free climbing.
Oh, awesome. Right. Yeah, Alan, I'm happy you called. The floor is yours.
Can you hear me?
We got you, Alan. Fire away.
Yeah, I used to rock climb. I'm a little bit older now. I love you guys' show. But if you want to watch Alex at his best, you watch a documentary called Free Solo. Okay. And he free soloed a 3,000-foot cliff in El Capitan with no rope. And it won an Oscar or something. It's called Free Solo.
Free Solo. Appreciate the compliment. Appreciate you listening, by the way. Thank you for that.
I read that he had done that with a rock, not a skyscraper, mm-hmm. which I assume the skyscraper actually may be, I'm going to use air quotes, easier. Just because I think it's more consistent of what you can grab onto versus the rock, which might give way. I don't know. I'm just thinking
I'm
it through.
Yeah,
I'm honestly going to put out a poll today, and I'm thinking about how I should phrase it. Because my point is, this guy climbed 101 stories, no gadgets, just a man and his hands, facing fear, adversity, potential weather, needing stamina, endurance, you name it. Mm-hmm. Like every part of that athletic ability. And I think that is one of the greatest athletic achievements only because of everything I just said. And I can't get you to win. I can't get you on my side.
No, I just cannot rank him over professional athletes and what they do on the daily and the weekly. I'm not trying to take away from what the man did.
It's Why doesn't it compare
incredible
in your mind?
Because there's no physicality that really goes into it for me. The mental part of
climbing
it.
Climbing 101 stories?
I'm with you. Like, the mental part of it is arguably probably the most impressive part of it.
What about the talent it takes to know how to do it?
That, to me, isn't that skillful, right? Oh. When you have things to kind of grab onto. But you're kind of putting me in a corner where I'm kind of diminishing, and I don't want to do that.
No, I'm not trying. I'm just debating your thoughts on that. I'm surprised you're not more amazed by the athletic achievement.
Yeah, you lose me with the athletic part.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't know what word I should be using, and I need to come up with one, but athleticism and what he did, I can't connect the two there. That's all. The mental part of it is through the roof impressive.
All right, would you view him as an athlete?
Kind of.
Well, if he's not, then we could probably name a lot of sports where they're not.
You kind of mentioned one earlier, like golfers kind of get some of that, right? Like, are they really athletes? They are, but it's like what they put their bodies through in comparison to some of the other
stuff
that
we see. I'll
be curious
and I'll make this poll is going to run a few days.
You like to let them breathe.
Because, you know, you want
to work today.
Yeah,
anyway?
That's right. We are. All right, Isaiah, who's next?
We got Andy here. He wants to talk a little climbing as well.
Okay. Nice.
Topic of the day.
Andy, the floor is yours, my man.
What up, Andy?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Quick question for Rothman. And I agree with you, Rothman. I think the just everything that it takes for this guy to do it is incredible. How do you think it compares to somebody who summits Everest?
Well, I don't know enough about that. I mean, the highest mountain ever. That's why I said I think this technically, and I don't want to speak out of school here. My own thoughts say this would be easier if you're comparing it to Mount Everest.
I'm with you on that.
Because I think weather and altitude, I don't know that's where I need to know the breathing at that altitude at Everest compared to the breathing at 100 stories in Taipei. I don't know.
Me either.
How many miles above sea level are you to the point where your head starts to get light and you start to get foggy? I don't know.
My guess is, AR, that Everest is a little tougher, maybe a lot.
Yeah, it has to be.
Again, I don't know either. So I'm speaking out of turn here.
It's the weather and the fact that the terrain could give away and how
you literally know people have died doing that.
Yes. And by the way, if you watch the Everest stuff, you can get delirious. That's why I talk about the athletic achievement, about how it affects you physically is so demanding that I think that it calls for this incredible athletic achievement.
I'm watching him up there smile and stop and take pictures and all of that. That's why the physical demand for me isn't as harsh as the mental demand.
Let me give you the I just looked up the Everest stats.
Yeah, what number sign?
More than 300 mountaineers have died climbing Everest in the past century. In 2015 alone, a record high 22 climbers met their fate. And it says the danger of it is that the difference between Everest and most high altitude climbs is that you need supplemental oxygen to reach the summit. So the average journey at Everest takes 5 or 6 weeks. This guy did it in an hour and a half in Taipei. So I'm right in that this is much harder and much more taxing on you mentally and physically. And so this brings up, I don't know what the death zone is.
Oh, of Mount Everest? There,
what happens to your body in the death zone of Everest?
Wait, so when you're saying death zone, there's like a section of the climb to where that's where people have unfortunately passed away.
Mount Everest is almost 30,000 feet.
Right.
He went 1,600.
Yeah, so it's not even...
This weekend.
Yeah, it's level.
It's not even literal. Comparable. I don't think you can.
Right, right, right. And see, I don't know how people read that stuff that you read and said, you know
your
what?
Your lungs, that's what, your heart.
That's what I want to go do. Yeah, I don't know. But there's thrill seekers, man. People are adrenaline people. They love that feeling. I am not one.
I read online today that this man, Alex Honnold's brain has been tested. And that when it comes to fear, when you're shown scary things or you're presented with scary things, and his doesn't even register.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It has to be that way. Because you can't get over that mental hurdle as just a normal person, I guess. And knowing that there's nothing that can protect me from death if I slip, if my left foot goes the wrong way and I just fall from this, it's a wrap. There's not people signing up to do that stuff. Your brain has to be altered differently.
It says, I mean, the more I read about Everest, you get above 25,000 feet, you're now vomiting, you're not hungry anymore, and you can't digest anything even if you did eat it. Your brain starts to get this cerebral edema.
Yeah.
I mean, when that happens with your lungs. And by the way, add this. It's icy. It's snowy. It's windy. It could be freezing. Like, there's so many ways to die there.
This guy,
one slip of the hand, I understand that he was done. But... You've got, and by the way, the analysis that has to take place to go do this, to know the grappling, like where you can grapple onto and how you can.
Right, because it's not like you're doing a test run. Hey, you know what? This is let me practice this a couple times before I go live. I'm assuming this was just, right, hey, raw and uncut the first
there's
one.
There's more analytics that go into whether we should go for a fourth down on whether this guy exactly. climbing a skyscraper.
Oh, my God.
I don't really know. I just feel like. You're right. There are certain people that view this as the ultimate living of your life, and that ain't me.
No.
This is crazy. Here's the thing. I told you this about, I don't know, 5 years ago, maybe a little more. It feels like a little more now. My brother, for my birthday, bought me Learn How to Fly. Like, go up in an airplane with a pilot and learn how to fly. And where you're up there, and then they teach you the instruments, and you got your hands, and you're on the deal. And I said to my brother, "Not for me." He's like, "Wow, this sounds amazing! Take off from Rickenbacker, you'll go up there, you'll be with a guy you know knows how to do all this." And the first thing I said to my brother is, "What if something happens up there?" And he goes, "Well, he'll be there." And I go, "What if something happens to him?"
Yep. Those are the questions.
What happens to him?
Yeah.
He's like, "Well, what could happen to him?" I don't know. He's human, right? Like, I don't know.
I'm saying.
Something could happen.
Yeah.
He could have a cardiac event with me up there.
Yeah.
That
we're on the same
good
page.
Good Lord said that this was his time. And
mine too.
Yeah. And so what do I do?
Yeah. Nothing.
What do I do?
You panic. That's what you do.
So I said, "Is there anything on the ground that we can do?" And he says, "Well, we can drive an Indy car."
Okay.
I said, "That's it. I've driven fast cars. I like exotic cars. We've done that."
Yeah.
And so my part of my brain works differently when I'm on the ground than when I'm in the air. And so when I was driving, when I did the IndyCar thing and I was talking to the guy, this isn't a two-seat IndyCar. I'm in there. I'm driving it. And we did it down at Kentucky Speedway. And I said, as I was driving, you can talk to the guy in the tower, and he's like, hey, trust it in the turn. You got to trust it. Don't take your foot off the throttle. You got to trust it. Plus the grip and all that, and the turns are banked, Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what? He goes, don't worry. You trust it. It won't break loose. And I say over the microphone, I go, well, I've seen them break loose. Like, I've seen things happen to vehicles. Like, if the axle, something breaks on the axle, and then I go into the wall, it's over. So I have risked. And so I wound up doing it, and I really didn't know how fast I was going. And when I got done, I thought I was doing, like, maybe 110. Like, it didn't feel like I was going that fast. And then they hand me the certificate and the Andretti stuff and all that, and they say, hey, congrats, you went 160. And I go, wow, it didn't feel like that. And I said to my brother, I go, God, I feel like it could go faster. And then I stopped, and I said, you tempted fate, you checked the box.
Get out of here.
Now move along.
Get out of here.
And that's what I did. Yeah. And I haven't gone back, and I probably won't go back. And no, I'm not saying anybody shouldn't go back. But
something about being on the ground, especially for a guy that has a fear of heights. I get that. I don't think there's a number error you could pay me to jump out of a plane. That's one thing that I can't imagine being up there. They slide that door. You're on the edge. Well, and you're
someone's
up there
behind you, Maddie. What if it's a tandem jump?
Nice embrace.
What if it's a Rothman and Ice?
No, man. I would think what you thought about the pilot. This is the day this parachute, just for whatever reason, wasn't hooked up right. And, you know, splat. It's over for Matty Ice.
And that's where they come in, on splat. By the way, when I posted that video of doing the IndyCar, somebody wrote back to me and said, hey, I thought those IndyCars do 200 miles an hour, you know? And I go, they do, at Indy. Not at the Kentucky Speedway. And there's a reason, because we'd all crash if we were doing that at Indy.
Thanks for calling in, guys. We appreciate it.
Yeah, good call.
Appreciate you.
Dabo Swinney is on the hunt here to either save college football or save his program. And he's probably right. But is he right in this era? We'll do it next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
We're the highest rated sports radio station in America. There's no joke there. We just are. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Men, the new year is...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Your child's oral health milestones matter. By age one, see a pediatric dentist to establish good oral health habits. At seven, see an orthodontist to check your child's bite, teeth, and jaws. Around 15, visit an oral and maxillofacial surgeon to have your child's wisdom teeth examined. Remember, milestones met, healthy teeth set. Visit milestonesmet.org.
Hello. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Common Man and Timmy.
You haven't seen it. How can you say that it sucks?
Because if it was good, I would have seen it.
That's dumb. That's ridiculous. You're an idiot.
Common Man and Timmy, afternoons on the Fan, is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Chances of flurries this morning and then snow showers as we head into the day. Gusty winds means we could have some patchy blowing snow, otherwise mostly cloudy and cold with our feels like below zero. For tonight, chances of snow showers linger, otherwise partly cloudy with our feels like 15 to 20 below. And for Tuesday, we have a chance of snow showers again, feels like 15 to 20 below with those gusty winds. For the Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
Bet365, the official online sports book of Rothman and Ice. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
What's up, knuckleheads? You're listening to Rothman and Ice on The Fan. It's not terrible.
All right, that's who we are. Adam King, 10 TV, 130. From his couch, feet up. Get his opinion on the Arthur Smith hiring and everything else that went on this weekend. The other thing that kind of slipped through the cracks was this college football story with Dabo Swinney accusing the Ole Miss head coach of tampering with a transfer portal recruit. So you get a major college football coach who calls out another one by name
Pete Golding tampering.
So he not only accused Ole Miss's Pete Golding, and remember, Golding was a great story in his own right.
Absolutely.
Taking over for our boy Lane.
Had those dudes
Lane
ready
train,
to go.
And then they were fighting. It was almost a weapon in a way. I remember in a good way. I remember saying to you that this actually galvanizes the team. And it helped that maybe they felt betrayed by their coach. And now we're going to say, hey, you know what? We didn't need you.
And Trinidad locked in. I think you're absolutely right. I think there's something to what you said, absolutely, where you can, you know, that jolt of energy that they felt and that kind of coming together.
He didn't get fired. They left him.
For sure, right? He left them and said, no, I'm good. And I would think as a player, he doesn't believe that we can make much noise in the playoffs. So he bailed because if Lane had a team he believed in that could, you know, finish this whole thing through and be the last team standing, I don't think he would have quit on them the way that he did. Even though, AR, there were reports that he said that he wanted to stick around and Ole Miss said, nah, get out of here. I don't know what's true.
Well, you can't have that if you're him. You can't feel like if you're leaving, I don't even know if he wanted to truly stay.
I mean, there's something to that I do respect, that you do want to finish the job.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other side of that, I can understand how the people at Ole Miss down there in Oxford were like, we're good on you. Like, if you're out, then leave right now. But no, you're right about how that team rallied together. Trinidad Chambliss turned it on, played really well, and they almost clipped, what was it, Miami in that game? Almost beat Miami.
Yeah.
Lane just couldn't finish it, but they were impressive.
So Dabo's turned him in. He didn't really want to.
Snitching?
Felt he owed it to him.
Snitching?
I think he said in one of the sound bites, and we'll play a couple of them here, but in one, my memory from listening to the 20 minutes was that he had his, quote, GM call their GM and say, what's the deal here? Like,
have my people call your people?
Yeah, fix this or we're going to turn you. Like, basically saying, hey, we don't want to do this, but we're going to call you out on it behind the scenes. So he's accusing Ole Miss of tampering with his linebacker, Luke Ferrelli. And now he says he has turned the case over to the NCAA. We'll see what kind of teeth they have. But this is a kid. Ferrelli signed with Clemson on January 6th. And then he re-entered the transfer portal and flipped to Ole Miss last Thursday. And Dabo's like, yes. And by the way, Dabo laid all that out.
Yeah.
Kid moved here. He entered school. He got an apartment. He got a car. He went to some meetings with his position coach and us. He was here. And then all of a sudden, his agent or somebody says, hey, you better get on this. Ole Miss is tampering with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, well, okay, we'll take care of it. And Dabo kept saying along the way, kid doesn't want to leave. But then you know what happens. Money starts talking. And then Dabo's asking, hey, let me see the text from Golding. And let me see the text you got from Jackson Dart. And let me see the text you got from Trinidad. And you know what Dabo said that Ferrelli's camp said? You give him another mill and he'll show you the texts. So now the kid's playing both sides.
I love this stuff.
Like,
man. This stuff is,
you know,
great.
So Isaiah, you tell me what you have lined up. Set these up for us.
So this first one here, this is when Dabo first found out about the texting back and forth between Pete Golding and Ferrelli.
And Luke communicated to Jordan and to Ben Boulware that Pete texted him on Wednesday morning, the head coach at Ole Miss, when he was in his 8 a.m. class. And he said, the text message said, I know you're signed. What's the buyout? And he also, Luke said that Coach Golding also texted him a picture of a $1 million contract.
Must be nice to be him. Imagine sitting in class and getting that text message.
So now we
sure you're good over there? Here's a milli for you.
Yeah, so now we got a problem. We got a kid who's made a commitment, who, and all right, should probably honor that commitment, but now the game has changed. Yeah. And nothing's permanent, apparently, unless, I mean, I'm assuming Clemson could sue the kid, just like if they had some I don't know how that
could
all works.
Could they take similar action to what Washington was about to do with Damon Williams until he moonwalked off of his, hey, I think I'm going to leave, but now actually I'm going to come back, because it sounded like Washington was ready to take some legal action if he were to follow through with what he was apparently wanting to do and leaving Washington to probably go play quarterback for somebody that was throwing a bigger bag at him.
I don't think this is... I think Dabo Swinney is having a tough time publicly because he is a guy that was slow to adapt to all of this.
Yeah, he didn't want to play this game anyway.
So he is now coming off as a guy who's sour grapes.
Yeah.
But I don't see... I'm looking at this in a vacuum. I'm looking at this specific incident, and it sounds like Dabo is willing to invest in this kid. It wasn't like that they were nowhere in the neighborhood.
Right.
And so these people that are accusing Dabo of... Yep, this is the old coach saying get off my lawn, and I don't really see it that way. And after you play another one, I'll tell you what Greg McElroy had to say, because I'm in line with him.
So this is the next one where Dabo found out about the texting and he was reaching out to their GM to essentially say, we don't want to turn you in, but we will if you guys don't stop.
And so I directed Sorrells, hey, you reach, I don't know, I said, who's their GM? He said, his name is Austin Thomas. I said, will you reach out to their GM? He said he knows him. And I said, listen, this guy has been a head coach for 4 weeks. I said, you reach out to the GM. I'm going to give him some grace. And you let him know that we know what's going on. And if he doesn't cease communication, I'm going to turn him in.
You know, I like the subtle shade in there from Dabo. The golden, like, this guy's been a coach for like 4 weeks. Got a little quick jab in there. And that, here's where I'm at, AR. I'm not mad at Dabo. I can't be mad at the kid, and I can't be mad at P. Golding either. This is what the system allows right now, is these type of funky things to go on, even though, to your point, where there's a commitment there, you would think that people would see it through. From Dabo's perspective, you got a heck of a player, it seems like, committed to you. You obviously want that to happen. I'm not going to be mad at anybody for chasing more money when you get offered more money, especially at that age. And for P. Golding, on his side of things, if he knows that he can lure a kid to his program in the form of offering him an extra $1 million or two or whatever it is, I can't be mad at anybody with their feelings in this right now. This is the system. That's where my kind of frustration comes in, to where there's these kind of weird loopholes that allow these type of things to happen.
I don't know how they're being allowed, because this is straight tampering. The kid was already there at school, enrolled, and everything was good. I mean, it was...
Well, tampering happens all the time, right? Like
different levels of tampering.
For sure. I've never been that mad at tampering, because I don't think there's a world where you can really slow down tampering or completely stop it.
Do you have one on that?
Well, the next one that I have here is, after Dabo reached out to them, then essentially Ole Miss apparently doubled the offer.
So we had a staff meeting on Friday morning, January the 16th, the last day of the portal. At 11:20, Luke called Ben Boulware and told him that Mississippi had reached out again, even though I had kind of let him know the day before, had reached out again, and they had not only reached out, but they had upped and doubled their offer.
That's disrespectful.
Okay. So
take that, Dabo.
So this is what they call negotiating in bad faith. That kid had signed his deal. He had gone to Clemson. And I agree, he can't control what others offer him, but what he can't control is his commitment and how much integrity he's going to have at that point. We're all different. I'm not faced with that right now, and neither are you. Yeah. So I don't know exactly how I would react. But I believe, so McElroy said that he's talking about, a lot of people are accusing Dabo of just kind of playing the old man thing here. And he said, I understand where it looks like maybe there's a bit of being out of touch, but he's also calling out something that's wrong. And there's not really anybody that can police it. There's nothing you're scared of. This is next level stuff. And it's really sad. And I feel like kind of Feinbaum's kind of gone the other way and accusing him of being out of touch, and of course. But I think Dabo's problem is that he is facing his own little history in this. But you're right. This is part of the era we live in now, where there's no cutoff. There's no, like, how can this kid be allowed to do that?
And that's why you need some ironclad contracts that lock these in. That's where the NCAA has to go. I just don't know who's going to agree to that or when that's ever going to happen. But I think that's the only way we can avoid these type of situations. Because then if you're Clemson and you go down the legal route, well, yes, you have the right to do that. People are going to come after you for doing that.
I don't even know if you do. I imagine if Ohio State, if this was an Ohio State story where a kid had come here, enrolled, been a week, gone to meetings, and then all of a sudden somebody else in the conference doubles it and he leaves, we'd be crushing the kid, like crushing him and crushing the other school.
And I'm sure Clemson fans are doing that.
Yeah.
I'm sure Clemson fans are doing that.
Sure. I'll come back in 2 minutes with our friend Adam King at 10 TV Sports. Rothman and Ice in the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
What does it mean to give 100%? It means giving everything you've got, every single day. That's why the V Foundation gives 100% of every dollar donated directly to cancer research. So no matter what you give, we give 100% for life-saving research victories, 100% to making new discoveries that lead to innovative treatments, 100% to groundbreaking cancer research that could one day save someone you love. We know cancer research is working. Over the last 30 years, an estimated 4.5 million lives have been saved thanks to game-changing research breakthroughs. But there is more work to do. That's why the V Foundation gives 100% of every dollar donated directly to cancer research. We will always give 100% to accelerate victory over cancer.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Donate today at V.org.
Rothman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door Showroom on Gemini Parkway. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're listening to Rothman and Ice on 97.1 The Fan.
All right. He's home. A roaring fire. A hot beverage in his hand, maybe the remote control in the other, feet up from a tough day of shoveling yesterday, and he joins us live now. He's Adam King of 10 TV. Is that accurate?
I just got done shoveling today. I was out in the snow yesterday for 10 TV. I don't know if you turned your TV on to watch the amazing snow coverage that our team put on, but
a couple good football games, but yeah.
You know what, Rothman? The football games can wait. They happen every year. A historic snowstorm in Columbus does not, okay? So,
speaking of history, what is the scariest thing that you believe you've done in your life from a physical and mental standpoint, aside from staring into a TV every night and talking to people?
I once flew an airplane upside down, and I had an insane fear of flying.
Wait, you were inverted?
We were inverted. They had an air show when I was back in Missouri, my last job, and the guy had one of those training flights, and he was training me how to do it, and he's like, all right, grab it and take it all the way to the left, and we were upside down, and I've never been afraid of flying since. I love flying now. That'll do it, you know? If you're afraid of spiders, staring a black widow dead in the eyes will do it for you, so.
How long were you upside down, AK?
Probably 15, 20 seconds. Oh, and then he took us to like 3 G's where you went straight up in the air. That I didn't do. That I almost passed out from. But so after that, I was like, you know what? I think I can ride commercial in American Airlines. Like, I think I'll be okay eating a Biscoff cookie and sitting back here, you know?
The reason I ask, and that is impressive, is that I didn't watch it, but I had read about Alex Honnold, who climbed 101 stories in Taiwan in 90 minutes on Netflix Live, and it was nauseating to watch because I didn't, and I know he made it, and I still don't want to watch, but I said to Maddie at the beginning of the show, I think when you check the boxes of mental, what it took physically to climb 101 stories, then the skill to be able to do it, and then have the mental fortitude to be able to do it, I think it's one of the greatest athletic achievements of all time.
I think you make a great point. I think it may be the greatest athletic achievement of all time. We can talk about playing quarterback. We can talk about running a marathon or all this different stuff. He was like, this is a crazy thing to think about. Like, there was no backup plan. He was live streaming this on Netflix. If he falls, it's over. And even if you're hooked in, that is an incredible athletic achievement. Now to do it mentally, knowing that at every intricate move you make determines your life for 100. How many floors was it? I can't remember.
101.
101 floors. Every move you make determines if you live or die. That is unbelievable. I mean, it's one of the most remarkable achievements of all time.
Here's the beef that I have with him. Not the achievement itself. Can't ever take anything away from him on that.
The man climbed a building and you have beef with him. Goodness.
Here's where I think he fell short, AK. Was the check.
Don't use the word fall.
Well yeah. The check he got from Netflix, I believe for what he did, was a little light. $500,000 to do that just isn't enough for me. Where are you at?
Well, I don't think this was a challenge. I don't think they like, if this is what he does, there's a whole documentary called Free Solo about him doing this. It wasn't like, I mean, yeah, if they walked up to you and were like, hey, you climb 101 build or 101 store building, you know, with no net, give you $500,000. I would hope that you would say that's not enough money.
But no, you just said his life was on the line though. So for on the line, that's all it's worth?
I mean, he also got a ton of fame and fortune from it, I'm sure, like off of Netflix. My point is, like, this wasn't a buddy challenging another buddy. It wasn't like, hey, I dare you to go climb a building and I'll give you $500,000. Like, it's life, you know, that's his career. So he's like, all right, yeah, I guess he probably could have bargained for $1 million, but I don't know. Way to ruin a great moment.
Listen, Maddie said he took a few breaks on some balconies. How tough could it really be?
Oh, my God.
Right? The guy took in the view. You know, I mean, it was a great view from up there. And, you know, a lot of people pay a lot of money to live in high rises, Maddie said. And, you know, this guy got the best view possible.
That's true. That's right. Maddie said there's an elevator. What the heck is he doing hanging off the side of the building? This doesn't make a lot of sense. All right?
It was crazy though, AK, just to see him kind of stopping on the way up and people like poking out their head out of their blinds in their apartment, taking pictures with this guy or selfies with him. It was nuts. But hey, I do want to transition real quick over to some of the news that came out of the Woody Hayes facility this weekend. Yeah. When you got the alert that, Arthur Smith is headed to town to be the new offensive coordinator for the Scarlet and Gray, Adam King's reaction to that was what?
I think it's perfect. I think it is very reminiscent of the Matt Patricia hire. I think it'll be interesting to see. It's not going to be there. I would argue the people's main concern is the offense that Arthur Smith constantly runs. It's not going to be the Arthur Smith offense. It's the Ohio State offense. Keenan Bailey is still going to be co-offensive coordinator. Ryan Day is still going to be Ryan Day and the CEO of the program and have his hands in the offense. That's who he is. That's what made his coaching career, is that he is an offensive guru. So I think it's a great hire with the NFL experience. I would believe that they would have gotten a lot of good recommendations from, you know, guys that have been around him that know the level of talent that he can capitalize on. And so and the big thing for me is that he's a run first guy. That's what you need, because the pass game at Ohio State, it's going to be great. It's always going to be great. It's going to be absolutely fine when you have guys like Julian Sayin and Tavian St. Clair and Jeremiah Smith and Chris Henry Jr. and all these different guys. Bo Jackson is great, but having a guy that can scheme up, I mean, that's what allowed Chip Kelly to be so successful. Some of those runs that Chip Kelly drew up were the reason Ohio State won a national title. So I'm excited to see that. I will say, in true Buckeye fandom fashion, I mean, the world was on fire. The guy hadn't even put pen to paper, and everybody's freaking out and saying this is awful. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Ryan Day has made 3 major hires in his career. He hired Chip Kelly, who helped him win a national title. He hired Jim Knowles, who helped him win a national title. And he hired Matt Patricia, who built one of the historically good defenses in Ohio State history. Maybe at some point we give this man the benefit of the doubt.
He's gone to the NFL before. I think at this point, I think it is a wait and see. Only, well, of course it's a wait and see, but I, no one should be burying him right away because of what you said in the beginning, which is let's see how he adapts to the talent that he's given. I think in some specific instances in the pros, he had to do what came natural to him with the personnel he had. So this is one of those things that you've handed this guy, but it's still Ryan Day overlooking all of it. And I think what people sometimes, this is very similar to the Mike McCarthy hire to me in that some people know what somebody is because they've been around long enough and then they kind of put them in a box and then that's it. And so sometimes they want to just go with the unknown. The unknown is actually better than the proven in a way because the proven has a ceiling. And I think that's what they've seen in Arthur Smith. But I think that he's certainly going to have a lot of talent here, maybe more talent here than he had in Pittsburgh. Who knows?
I mean, look at Arthur Smith and look at the Matt Patricia situation. They're almost identical, even to the people that had been worried about it. Like, there were a lot of people, a lot of receipts out there where people said this is going to be a horrible hire of Matt Patricia. It has been one of the greatest hires in Ohio State coordinating history. And so for people to just because somebody was one thing somewhere doesn't mean that's who's walking into the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. I'm very confident. I mean, Chip Kelly didn't have a remarkable career after he left Oregon. It wasn't like he was flying high when he wasn't the Eagles head coach that took the job at Ohio State. No, he was coming off his own struggles. And look what happened when he went to the NFL. So I don't know. I think it's an exciting hire. I like the continued NFLization, I'll build that word there, of the Woody Hayes Athletic Center.
You coming in today or are you making Dom do all the work?
No, that's my next stop. I'm headed in. We got a Buckeye basketball game that's game on. They said no shuttles running, but parking is free. Concessions are limited. Hopefully the chicken tenders are still cooking. And Buckeye's playing Penn State, so I'll be there. I'm excited to see the fans that do make the journey.
All right, thanks for ruining our tease. And then
I'm
kidding. No, you got to get it out to the people. All right, we appreciate you. Be safe. I'm sure Starbucks has your order ready. You can just drive by, stick your hand out the window,
look,
and they'll...
They're all closed. They're closed.
Wait, everyone... Well, yeah, they care about their employees.
That's right. And so I think I'm going to have to stick to making my own coffee today.
Oh, what a tough life, I tell you, man.
I mean, what a tough life, man. This guy.
You got to make your own coffee. Somebody climbed 101 stories. They're very comparable.
Yeah, I mean, Matty Ice is sitting there looking at this guy going, what an idiot. Yeah. What's he doing here?
I did think, if I'm being honest. Wasn't the smartest thing I've seen a human do.
All right, my man. We'll see you in a couple hours. Thanks.
Sounds good. See ya.
See you, bud. That's our friend Adam King, 10 TV Sports on the Bryan Heating Cooling Systems Fangus Hotline. All right, as Adam mentioned, basketball game is on. We'll give you some other details that surround it. That's next, Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
All the 10 TV people come over to our side of the building to take a deuce. That should tell you something about how we operate. The Fan.
With aging parents.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
There was a man who couldn't stand.
A mom who couldn't wait.
A scientific community that said it couldn't be done.
And then you.
And then I.
And then we. Brought neuromuscular disease into screaming color with the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
For 75 years, our voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
We've willed the impossible into existence.
We've pushed the science.
Raised the funds.
Shifted the narrative.
And transformed the reality of life with neuromuscular diseases.
For 75 years, we've built communities together.
Established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And made it thrive.
Call that a legacy.
Call it impact.
Call it momentum.
Just call it ours.
Because it's the generations of community heroes that give MDA the strength we have today.
And until neuromuscular disease is a thing of the past, you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Hey, it's Anthony.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
.com.
Morning Juice is now on YouTube. Weekday morning starting at 6.
If you're a fan of Bobby Carpenter, he's ready to attack and dominate.
If you're a fan of Jeff Gutoff,
drive directly to a hospital.
Seriously.
The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Columbus Worthington Air and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Rothman and Ice present Buckeye Bulletin.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Buy four windows, get four free from windownation.com.
All right, Buckeye Bulletin time. You just joined us. The Ohio State men's basketball game against Penn State is on as scheduled.
Okay.
So doors are going to open at 5:30. And then tip off is set for 7. Now, they've certainly plowed around the shot. So that shouldn't be a problem. And everyone needs to allow extra time. But parking lots or parking in the lots around the shot will be free. And they'll be available on a first-come, first-served basis.
That's what I'm talking about. That's good on them. Good on them over there for taking care of the wonderful folks at Buckeye Nation.
Now, once you get parked, you're on your own. Shuttles are not going to be available. So if you get there early and you get close enough. And then the Buckeye lot will also not be available this evening.
Okay.
So concessions, parking, all that, it's going to be limited to whatever.
You got anything on free hot chocolate for the people?
I don't have that.
Okay.
No.
Nice.
I think most, like they said, concessions wouldn't be your normal full Jimmy buffet. It's not going to be.
Oh, okay. Like a slim down menu.
I mean, maybe.
No, it would be understandable.
The amount of people that have to prepare that stuff and get to the arena.
Totally understandable for sure. And looking at Bet365 AR, they're telling us Ohio State should be fairly comfortable in this one.
Double-digit favorite?
They're laying 11.5.
Okay, yeah.
Laying 11.5 for this one. And so Lenardi's kind of got them kind of on that fringe, bubblicious, that area, you know, the March Madness stuff. And so this for sure is, this is kind of a must-win. Like, this is a must-win for me tonight.
It's, if you lose it, I know what you're saying, that you shouldn't lose this game, that this could be a really bad mark on you if you do. But it also doesn't mean that if you pick off Michigan down the road or Purdue.
That's a tough world to live in, though.
Of course
it
is. Right? I'm just saying, but you're saying a must win realistically.
When we start, because
Northwestern's a quad one now. They do have a quad one win.
No doubt. Because we're turning the page of February on Sunday, right? And so you mentioned some of the big time games that they have coming up. I just don't want to live in a world where those are kind of gotta have against those type of programs. So that's why cleaning up against teams like this for me now
Does it mean anything, though, truly? Like beating Penn State tonight. Like, I don't know where.
It's a fair question.
Just one other win in the conference.
But you lose this. So on the other side of that is it starts to look real bleak, right?
So I actually, certainly the result of the Michigan game, I think the game was certainly closer than what it on the final score was. Yeah. I mean, they were up 6. And when Tilly Banks in that 3, I'm thinking this might be their day. But Michigan's really good. And they were living at the free throw line, and Ohio State wasn't. And Mara is a load.
He's a problem.
He's a problem.
Yeah, he is.
That's a 7'3 guy who's not a stiff. He's got touch around the basket. He fouls up on the offensive glass. He blocks shots, and he was a problem. And then Michigan, the difference between Michigan and Ohio State is they don't have to live a lot of times with threes. And it feels like if Ohio State's shooting well, they can win. If they're not, they're in trouble. And Michigan had a horrible day at 3. You know what Michigan was from 3? 5 of 23.
What's the math on that? The percentage on that AR?
20% or something like that?
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Do it that quick.
But I mean, it's back-to-back years to Michigan's credit to where they've had really good bigs. I mean, you had Wolf last year and this guy this year. To your ability, that's just really good balance that they have. When Dusty Mays pulled up to Ann Arbor, they've shown the ability to do both, and they have decent depth. And for Ohio State, that's what they're lacking, right? Because you can have these games from Mobley. You can have moments like that from Tilly and good games from Tilly and Bruce. It's just like, where's the other stuff going to come from? And I just feel like there's so much pressure on certain guys to where maybe they shouldn't have that pressure on them to play at a pretty high level. And that's why I just think they don't have much room for error, especially against teams like Michigan. But they fought. They fought. But that's just not going to be enough, as they know. And that's why tonight is just huge for them.
Yeah, I thought Devin was maybe settling for too many threes. And he wasn't hitting. And he was getting to the mid-range against UCLA. It was working. Bruce was getting to the mid-range against UCLA. That works. And guess what happens when you play a team like Michigan, a top three team in the country? Those shots are tougher to come by. And that's what I saw at the end of that game in the second half. It's too bad because they fought really hard and they really were in a position to kind of get that thing to the final minutes. And Michigan just went on a run. And then when they get to the line and they build out that lead from the line, and then Ohio State's in a spot where, okay, can we shoot our way back into this? And when that doesn't happen, then it really goes south. And that's really what happened. I thought Tilly played pretty well. I think his anticipation sometimes needs to ramp up a hair. Like, when he's rolling on a pick and roll, like, he needs to anticipate that drop pass better. When they're on a little bit of a break or have numbers, he needs to roll to the hoop a little more aggressively. There's a little pause in his game right now, but I thought he played pretty well. But when Bruce has 10, I mean, Mobley's still shooting lights out. I mean, he kept him in it.
Yeah, man. He's a monster, as we know, from three. And right now, he is on an absolute heater. The other tough part of this one, too, was he had 9 total free throw attempts in this game.
Yeah, that's right.
And they came from two guys.
Mm-hmm.
Came from Bruce and Tilly. And so there's just not a lot of pressure being applied at the rim or guys putting the ball on the deck and pump faking, getting guys off the ground and scoring when the clock is stopped. And so hopefully that can change tonight. They should have their opportunities. But that was one thing coming out of the game was, you look back at what they were able to do, and that was just one area where they just didn't get production from at all, was the free throw line.
Isaiah, what did Deebs have to say about it?
I got Deebs talking about his frustration with us not getting to the line.
I thought we deserved more free throws, especially the way they were guarding on the perimeter and the way the game was called. Some, listen, you can't ask for a better crew than this. Like, that's as high level of a crew as you can ask for. So I thought there were some calls that or opportunities for us to get to the free throw line that, you know, we should have. Then there were other times where we weren't, you know, just strong enough in those moments. So I think that's part of, is that even the score? No. You know, they did a better job around the rim seeking contact than we did. But I do think that was, you know, we deserve to get to the line a little bit earlier than that, a little bit more. Not, you know, certainly not that it should have been even, but you know, we got to go back and watch how our technique was on some of those shots at the rim. You know, why we didn't get some of those on the other side. Are we not finishing through contact well enough to initiate? Like, we got to look at all that. But listen, they were aggressive. They were aggressive inside. They, you know, they certainly deserve to get to the free throw line. So we've talked about how we got to continue to guard better and better without fouling. It's really important. But yeah, would have loved a few more.
All right, so that's a little bit of realism I think he's facing, but he's also using it as a lesson. All right, that's the biggest challenge you're going to have. Let's learn from it. You're going to get him here at home in February, but now it's about, like you said, racking up wins until that game and try to rebuild back your momentum. They got a little bit of it. I know it feels like they've lost it, but we're not measuring them against a top three team in the country. We're measuring them against the bubble and getting in, so...
Which is sad to say.
I mean, right now we are.
No,
yeah.
That's the reality. But that's just unfortunately where they've been the last few years, right? And we want to get to a point where we are measuring them against some of the elites. That's obviously where you want to be.
And they played tough teams close this year. So that one, and they had them into the second half, and Michigan ran away. So build it back up again until they come in on February 8th. That is today's Buckeye Bulletin. All right, nice third hour on the way. Ray Fittipaldi will join us from Pittsburgh on their hire. But up next, Maddie, why does everything have to be so perfect? I'll tell you exactly what I mean by that next. Rothman and Ice on the Fan.
1, 2, 3. Here in the Fan, it's always football o'clock. Proud to be your home of the Buckeyes, Browns, and all the NFL games you can handle. The Fan.
It's really been amazing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
Connects. The girl who walks for hours to bring home the family's water. The school she can't attend most days. Her little brother's belly laugh. Her dreams of being a teacher, an engineer, the mayor. It all connects. But at Child Fund, so do we, through everything we do, so every child can grow up healthy, educated, and safe. Because we need each other. Learn more at childfund.org.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Danberg. Despite Winter Storm Fern, Ohio State men's basketball will host Penn State tonight at 7. The team announced parking will be free, but no shuttle buses will be active. Concessions limited. Coverage on the Fan starts at 6. More hardwood news, Ohio State women's hoops move to 11th at the AP Top 25. Buckeyes host Wisconsin Thursday at 8. NHL, Blue Jackets announced tonight's home game versus the Kings has been postponed due to weather. The game will be made up Monday, March 9th at a start time to be determined. Jackets host the Flyers Wednesday at 7:30. NFL, Browns quarterback Shedeur Sanders has been named the replacement for the Pro Bowl. Per NFL insider Jordan Schultz, he's the first Cleveland quarterback to earn a selection since Derek Anderson in 2008. This update is sponsored by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit sleepbettercolumbus.com. Stop snoring, sleep better, live better. Breaking sports news when it happens on the Fan, Ohio Sports Destination.
Most shows just skim the surface, but Rothman and Ice feel like the biggest story of the day deserves a closer look. It's time for a deeper dive.
Sponsored by Low T Center. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
All right, back at it. Super Bowl is set. Hawks, Pats. All right, this is what we're getting. I think it's going to be good. I think it's got unpredictability attached to it. I know people are leaning Seahawks. So is Vegas. Right? It opened at like 4 and was bet up immediately to 5. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it settled in on Bet365 at 4.5 when I looked last night. All right. You and I mentioned this last week. And this is my jumping off point. I'll give it to you. So Mitchell Schwartz, who is a former Super Bowl champion, four-time All-Pro, former Chiefs, Browns, offensive tackle. He had tweeted last night during the game, quote, "This is fun for regular season, but I don't think which team manages 5 inches of snow in an oncoming blizzard is the best way to determine who goes to the Super Bowl. And trust me, that's coming from someone who loved playing in the snow on grass." Here's my response to that. And it was before I even read that. Football is an outdoor sport. I realize that owners don't want that because they want their massive stadiums to hold events throughout the year and not just have outdoor stadiums. I can understand that. Why do we feel as sports fans like Mitchell Schwartz played at the highest level? He should not have that take. It's weird to me that he does. There is this crazy sense that we have to control everything, that we have to make everything perfect. We can't enjoy the unpredictable anymore. Can't we find entertainment and challenge in the elements as well? They both have to deal with it. Why does everything need to be climate controlled to ensure what? Points? Highlights. What I watched with Denver and New England was awesome. It was beautiful. And I'm not just talking from old school. It was classic football. Who managed special teams? Who managed the weather? What kind of calls you have to make? Sean Payton does not look good because he didn't take the 3 early in what was predicted as a defensive game. Did someone not give Sean Payton the pending weather report? Because that couldn't have surprised them. He got caught up in the whole Stidham effect early, and I think it made him overconfident. And he let him throw way too much in the weather late. But I'll get back to my original point. The people that are clamoring for domes everywhere are owners, and I guess people that just want to see points and highlights. I love that football, and it doesn't mean I want to watch that every single time. But when it does happen, isn't it okay? Why is it not okay? And why does Mitchell Schwartz feel that that wasn't a proper determination of who's allowed to go, whoever won that game? It's odd to me that he would have that take. And I feel like there's this sense, Maddie, again, of we're trying to make everything so climate controlled to ensure what?
That we get the best product we can possibly get from the guys that are playing at the highest level.
Did you not like that product?
I hated it. I hated it.
I knew you would because that's kind of why I brought it up.
When games get bogged down to that level, that's not an enjoyable watch for me. I'm not saying that we should eliminate elements. My issue comes into play where the elements really take away from what I think the game should be to a certain degree. And what I watched yesterday was just something I don't want to sign up for to watch as a fan, to where we just know that nothing is going to happen that's entertaining to me, right? Like, to me, you sat there and said you loved it.
I was entertained.
Like, you enjoyed it.
I was.
We watched what was the Bears-Rams game in Chicago a couple weeks ago. They were still able to operate at a high enough level to where I was good with that. So I love football in the snow. I think it looks really cool on TV. But when it gets to a point to where guys can't do what they do best, that's where I'm kind of like, this isn't enjoyable. So I've always just said, I'm not trying to put a dome on every stadium. I think retractable roofs are fine for me. Give teams the option when they do it. I don't know when's the right time to do it, when is not the right time to do it. But you're already watching Jared Stidham play. You already knew it was kind of going to be an uphill climb for him.
Started
and Grimm. And then after that, they kind of turned their water off for the most part. And then you get the weather coming into play. And it took away some spark. So I can understand what Mitchell Schwartz is saying, because I just don't like when we get to that point with games. And I think kind of the NFL agrees, because that's why they put the biggest game of their year usually in climate control areas, because they want the game, I think, to be entertaining and not be like we had that 13-3 Super Bowl a few years ago. That was in...
It was in Atlanta. We had a horrible Super Bowl. It was inside.
But that game wasn't entertaining. And so I think if you can try to control that as much as you can as the league... That's what you want, and that's why I think they decide to put the Super Bowl more times than not, like in California this year, where they're not too worried about it, or in domes like they have in the past.
Because they want people to buy tickets and go.
For sure. And watch.
Well, watch, they always will watch.
Well, I'm just saying,
the NFL is watch-proof.
If I knew that there was a hurricane winds and rains coming for a Super Bowl, right? That would take away my want to sit down and watch the game, because I know the game probably won't be at its best.
This game was built on being outside. I know things evolve. And like I said, I'm not into having every game be sacked by weather. But we were watching an AFC championship game in an NFL traditional city.
So, Aaron, you're saying that
Denver,
you like to sit there and watch punt after punt after punt after punt.
They weren't doing that.
No, but a lot of the game, especially in the fourth quarter, that's what was happening. Missed field goals and punts and three and outs and four and outs. Like,
I think
watching
it was cool.
Watching that is a snooze fest for me.
The Pats called a flea flicker in the snow that connected.
I understand like that, but I'm saying the majority of that game late was... I was like, all right, let's get this over with. Let's get out to Seattle.
I'm not telling you that I don't understand your side of it. I do. What I'm saying is we have gotten to a point where we have to control everything, that the unpredictability suddenly made it bad or boring, like, or it should never happen.
Well, there's
still a
level of unpredictability, whether the weather's good or bad.
But when the weather's good, we got a tipped field goal.
We can get that attempt. Without bad. We can get that without
no,
bad
no,
weather.
No, we can, but when it's in a dome, it's more likely the odds are that you don't have to worry about any of that. I just love the fact that Denver, you know, they pinned the Patriots. Now we got to see if they can get out of there. And you got Leonard Taylor tipping a field goal that mattered.
So let me ask you this. You're Roger Goodell and you're the commissioner of the league. Would you schedule Super Bowls in Cleveland, Ohio?
Honestly, it wouldn't bother me, but I understand why he wouldn't want to do it.
The business side of things.
From the tourism standpoint, from getting people in and out, from the flights and the hotels and all that. I know it's logistics count. And I'm with you. That's why I want to say this. I'm with you on that part of it. What I don't understand is when we're watching it, there's this odd turn to, boy, this stinks. This sucks.
We should be
inside. Every game should be inside.
We want to be entertained. And no matter what sport it is.
I was. Right, maybe that's just me.
Whether it's baseball, people don't want to see a 1-0 game all the time in a pitching duel. Like, I think there's a small percentage of fans that want to see that. I know me personally for basketball. I don't like watching games that are in the 80s in the fourth quarter.
So
like
your perfect analogy to that is the Jackets shut out Dallas the other night. Greaves pitched a shutout 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we saw Saturday night
fireworks.
Was ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
And so from an inherent standpoint, that is technically more entertaining for the fans. Coaches don't like it, I imagine.
Goalies don't like it either.
All I'm saying is the reaction to this dome or no dome popped up on Sunday during that game.
Okay.
So people couldn't even in the moment appreciate it for just what it was.
Yeah.
Unpredictable weather. Came in late in the game, wasn't like it early.
Yeah.
Both teams had to deal with it, and suddenly it was like, oh, we gotta change all this. This is bad. It's Denver. It's January.
It's football.
Like, this is with football. That's the only thing that bothered me. So I think you and I are maybe getting to the same place, just in a different way.
Yeah, listen, and like I said, it does look cool to me, but when it puts the game in the slow lane to a certain degree, then I'm kind of like, okay, this isn't, let's move on. And that's just where I was at in the second half of that game.
It's a great game, man. I think Stidham put his coach on tilt a little bit. He let him throw way too much late in that game in the snow. And I didn't think they had to. And then Stidham came back to bite him late.
Yeah,
and when he didn't take the field goal early, and he put the hand, he let Stidham throw it on that fourth and one.
I didn't like that.
Like, I'm telling you, I think Stidham's start made Peyton feel like he's
like,
got a gamer today.
Wait a minute. Yeah. What's happening here? Was it Marvin Mims over the top? And then
the rollout.
And it kind of looked like New England was just confused because Gonzalez looked like he was kind of handing off Mims to somebody else. Like, he just kind of blew by him. Maybe it was straight up coverage. I don't know. But yeah, it looked like maybe we were on the cusp of a big time surprise. But Braves in this defense, man, they continue to just really turn a lot of people's water off. And we'll see if they can do it against the Seahawks.
All right. Super Bowl MVP odds.
Okay.
Maybe we jump early on this one.
Yeah.
We'll give those to you next. And Sean McVay was asked a question yesterday he did not appreciate. You'll hear it next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
The only workplace in America to participate in the doorknob fart game. And we also play office basketball and sometimes do radio. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Hey, what's up? It's Steve.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Bleach with my floor cleaner would take the stain out.
When my youngest ate the dog's medicine, that was a new one.
I was trying to protect my garden, but I accidentally sprayed myself with pesticide.
So I called 1-800-222-1222, the poison helpline.
A poison expert helped me figure out what to do next.
I was connected to someone who spoke Spanish.
They answered my questions.
It was free.
It was confidential.
It was real help in real time.
Keep the poison experts in your pocket. 1-800-222-1222.
After my accident, people warned me to slow down. I said, I don't know how. Thanks to my VA care team, I haven't.
At VA, we're using technology to help veterans recover faster and live their lives to the fullest. Learn more at vacareers.va.gov/PSA.
Hello. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
All your favorite fan shows are on YouTube, along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth. Experience the splendor of Bo sitting in his closet, Timmy Hall's gaudy gold chains, and Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90-degree weather. It's all there. Head to YouTube and subscribe today. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Chances of flurries this morning and then snow showers as we head into the day. Gusty winds means we could have some patchy blowing snow, otherwise mostly cloudy and cold with our feels like below zero. For tonight, chances of snow showers linger, otherwise partly cloudy with our feels like 15 to 20 below. And for Tuesday, we have a chance of snow showers again, feels like 15 to 20 below with those gusty winds. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
Bet365, the official online sports book of Rothman and Ice. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Rothman and Ice present Pre-Snap Reads.
Sponsored by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call Dr. Mark Levy today at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP.
All right, a little Bet365 time.
Oh, man, Adam King's hilarious. You got the same text I did. Hey, Bet365 is the place to be, folks, because they got great daily boost and super boost. And if you're a new customer, they're taking care of you as well, because you can bet $5. You're getting $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So take advantage of that and turn that $200 into something bigger and better when you bet on spreads, totals, player props, or money lines. If you're just now joining us, the Buckeye basketball game is happening tonight. It's happening tonight. I'm going to send some good vibes out there in the atmosphere. Coming off a tough loss against their rival over the weekend, I'm laying the 11.5. I'm laying the 11.5 right now for the old Scarlet and Gray at home. Buckeyes get it done tonight.
They covered the 15.5 or 16.5 against Michigan. They wound up covering that. It got weird at the end. If Michigan doesn't dribble that out, like, I started to sweat a little bit on that. But I looked at the Super Bowl MVP odds, and I'm wondering if it's time, like early in the week, to just jump on JSN now. Like, if I think Seattle's going to win. Now, a lot of it is that could go to Darnold.
Oh yeah.
Like, you're always a little bit worried about taking the Super Bowl MVP in a receiver that's not a quarterback. But if he's, because they're correlated. Like, I'm not sure he could do it.
Yeah, because it's kind of got a little bit of the Julian Jeremiah Smith Heisman vibe. They're going to split votes, all of that stuff. Real quick,
he is 5-1.
Before we dig in a little bit more,
+475.
Because I want to hear some other options that you think are good for us. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only, must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
So you're saying, give me Darnold and JSN real quick, AR. The value on both for the Super Bowl
MVP.
So
Darnold is +125. So he's the betting favorite.
Where's Drake May?
+230.
Mm-hmm. I like
JSN
that.
Is +475. Kenny Walker is +650. And then it kind of drops off.
Yeah.
Then it drops off the table.
To me, the one that I like the most is Drake May right now. I'm leaning Seattle and their ability to just get up and down the field. I mean, JSN, you touched on it earlier. The one-handed grab on the sideline, the highlight grab in the back of the end zone that didn't count, which is crazy. And then this guy is just an absolute force. And when they need him, he's always ready to go. And he stamped himself this year as a no-doubt number one. We're going to be having conversations this offseason about, is he best receiver in the league, at the top five receiver in the league? And that game here at Ohio State, we played in that Rose Bowl and put up those crazy numbers. That was just a glimpse of what's to come. And I love that they just continue to target the man, right? He had double-digit targets yesterday, and Sam Darnold obviously played at a high level. But the connection between those two guys this season has been very special to watch, and JSN is going to get a huge contract this offseason. It's absolutely going to be earned because of what he's done from start to finish.
It's incredible. Gets open, catches everything.
Yeah.
He's a small dude. I mean, it's an incredible story, and he's turned into Sammy's favorite target.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he be?
Because there's a lot of pressure that was on him, right? Coming into this season, you get rid of two guys that fan base had grown to know and love, and Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf for a long time, and they said, we're moving on from both, and number 11, it is your time to take over. And he has knocked it out of the park time and time and time again. And he's four quarters away from having one of the all-time individual offseason offensive seasons that any Seahawk has had.
Yeah, I get it. Listen, it's a quarterback award, but I do think there is some value on him. If he had... Mm-hmm. Now, he'd have to score the way he did yesterday, because I'm looking at the numbers. If yesterday's... If Seattle and the Rams, let's just say, was the title game.
Yeah.
Even JSN had 10 for 153. And Darnold had the game of his life, 346 yards and three touchdowns. So this is probably... I'm defeating my own argument. If this was the Super Bowl,
Sam's winning,
who gets
right?
It?
Darnold does. Because you had the touchdown to Jake Bobo in that game. And just like
the 346 and three scores, yeah, versus a guy who caught 10 for 153.
Yeah, it's going to Sam.
They're
going to the quarterback.
It'd be split, but it'd probably go to the quarterback.
I think what he would probably need is maybe like a rushing touchdown attached to that as well. You know what I'm saying?
Or something less that's passing yards and more scores.
Maybe.
Like if JSN had the three touchdowns, yes, Sam would have them too. But what if Sam only had 210 yards or something?
I think it would be Sam still. I think he needs something to separate himself from the quarterback. You know how people get about the quarterback.
The futures are probably going to the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Shedeur Sanders is a Pro Bowler.
Get your wrist up.
Explain this to me.
This is called business by the NFL. This is the NFL.
He's been added to the Pro Bowl roster.
For Drake May, right? That's the swap, I'm assuming, on the AFC side of things?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Since May can't play, he'll be in.
And Bo Nix is out, too.
Okay, so that good point there as well. But I think this is the NFL doing a little business right here in front of our eyes, thinking that Shador's going to get them a little ratings pop. Let's get, look, he has a lot of supporters. He's a very, very popular guy. I can't think of anything other than that, AR, because his play on the field isn't necessarily deserving of this.
Why
honor.
Would he go in? Who is there now? Who's on that team?
The Pro Bowl for me is a nothing event. So
Isaiah, do you know who's on that team quarterback wise?
I'm pulling it up now.
It's got to be Trevor Lawrence. Has to be.
Yeah. Apparently, it was between. This is the other options that I'm seeing listed here: Justin Fields,
okay,
Geno Smith, Riley Leonard.
Really? That's it?
Well, so Josh Allen. How many quarterbacks do they take?
Well, Josh might be bailing out. He's been banged up, so he may not want to play or do whatever they're doing. Mahomes is hurt. Herbert, I don't know what's up with him. Lamar, I don't know. I can't think of a reason why this is happening other than some of these guys
Stroud?
Are bailing. Is he not going to be there? Is he for sure not going to be there? But, I mean, look, if the NFL, I get it. You know, maybe this will get some people to sit down. I don't know. It's odd, though. That's for sure.
Yeah, it is. And I know the Pro Bowl, isn't it like fan voting and then player voting and then coaches votes too?
Yeah, and it has listed right now the quarterbacks, Josh Allen, mm-hmm, Justin Herbert, Shedeur Sanders.
So I don't know what's going on with Trevor Lawrence.
I don't either, A.O.
That would make sense.
He had a good year, man. He really did have a good year. But the Pro Bowl, you know my take on the Pro Bowl, All-Star games. I think we can retire him.
Well, the Pro Bowl's turned into more skill competitions, right?
Yeah, it's like flag football.
Yeah, it's definitely the prestigious flag football. Yeah.
Flag thing going
on. That flag thing they got going on. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, it's fine. I mean, I'm not telling him not to accept
it. No, of course you go.
But you're right. It's not an actual game anymore. No, it's a skills competition.
No, that's what
so it let's is. Actually, I think it'll be kind of cool that he is there. Let's see how he shows off those skills.
Yeah, he'll be iced out. You know what I mean? Get your wrist up. You know, I don't watch the Pro Bowl stuff anymore. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it when I was a kid when they, had the guys doing like the bench press and all that. I remember watching Chris Carter and those guys do their thing. But now it's a waste of my time.
McVay was asked about the quarterback situation. Didn't like it.
Yeah, I mean, if he still wants to play, the hell kind of question is that? The answer, yeah. You have to ask him. We've been totally present. I know that if he wants to, he's still playing at a pretty damn good clip. I mean, he's the MVP of the league, and if he's not, I got respect for everybody else, but this guy played at a level that's just different. I appreciate you guys this year. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. By the way, he caught himself. If he doesn't win MVP, basically wanted to say is, there's something wrong. I respect everybody.
I mean, he's a little fired up too, right? Your season's over. And
what was the exact question? Like, is Matt Stafford coming? Do you expect Matt Stafford coming back?
It was, do you expect Matt Stafford to come back?
Okay.
And he replied with, The hell kind of question is that?
I mean, the hell kind of question is that he's a 37, 38-year-old quarterback that has had injuries over his lifetime, has been to the top of the mountain, might win MVP, and might say this is a good time to bail.
You got two different agendas going on, right? You got journalists wanting to write a story about what could be the biggest story for that franchise, and then the head coach is just caught up in what the heck just happened and our season being over, and hearing a question about that can be frustrating. So, yeah, I kind of understand where McVay is at. And look, I think to his point, Stafford is going to win the MVP. Guys, I want the MVP of your life to be the Columbus Men's Clinic, especially if you have ED or low T issues, because when you start to feel those things happening to your mind and body, it's going to affect a lot in your life, that being your confidence, your relationships. And I don't want that for you guys. So get on over to the Columbus Men's Clinic. No more excuses. Do not wait any longer. The longer you wait for things like this, the worse it is going to be. At the Columbus Men's Clinic, they have a medical provider focused solely on ED and low T. And here's the key, guys, they do it the right way. And they've been doing it since 2014. They have been helping men get safe with effective treatment for over a decade. So call them at 614-300-7400 right now, or book online in under 30 seconds at columbusmensclinic.com. Again, their number is 614-300-7400, or you can book online in under 30 seconds at columbusmensclinic.com.
The Pittsburgh Steelers don't believe in the word rebuild. All you have to do is look at their hire, and you'll realize that is true. We will go to Pittsburgh in 2 minutes and connect with our friend Ray Fittipaldi from the Gazette and find out whether Steeler fans now actually want Tomlin back. Rothman and Eisen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
25 years, the Library of Congress Veterans History Project has collected and preserved the experiences of America's heroes. From original letters to oral histories, these firsthand accounts bring history to life, one voice at a time. With over 120,000 stories collected, each reveals the courage, sacrifice, and service of our veterans. But many remain untold. Help our nation reach 125,000. Share a story. Ensure a legacy. Visit loc.gov/vets today.
What would it take for my child to only miss half a day of school for treatment?
What would it take to find a cure for childhood cancer?
It would take all of us to come together to support the research. Join us. Go to childrenscancer.org today.
Rossman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door showroom on Gemini Parkway. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The best teams don't always win titles. Sounds like AR and Maddie bragging about their fantasy teams.
Hey, that's cheating.
This is Rothman and Ice.
All right, in the blind taste test, like if you didn't know this coach, and I offered it up and I said, okay, he's won a Super Bowl and he's racked up a bunch of 12-win seasons and he's been with a couple of iconic franchises, you might be like, oh, that sounds like somebody that we'd like to hire. And then you get the name and you get everything that comes with it, and the Steeler fan is losing their collective mind. Our friend is Ray Fittipaldi from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ray, did I characterize it well? Are Steeler fans up in arms about this?
Yes, I would say the reaction among Steelers fans is not good. Right now, you see a lot of the Spider-Man names, you know, on social media. We traded in one mic for the other. They're basically the same guy. I think a lot of people wanted to see them go in a different direction. But honestly, guys, what I think it comes down to is a lot of people just want to see them be bad for a season or two because they see what happened with the Patriots. The Patriots were bad for a couple of seasons. They got their quarterback. And now they got a chance to win another Super Bowl. And the way things are structured in Pittsburgh right now, going 9-8 or 10-7 every year, picking in the 20s, you're just not going to find that quarterback.
Ray, how much of this call do you believe in the minds of ownership is rooted in them trying to lure back Aaron Rodgers?
I've been told it wasn't a consideration. Now, it could help lure Aaron back. But I think when you look at Mike, and, you know, the Steelers have always been known for hiring young, defensive-minded coaches who were first-time NFL head coaches. And they just went in the complete opposite direction this time. You know, Mike McCarthy, 62 years old, obviously an offensive-minded coach, and this is now his third NFL job. So they went completely off the template of what they've usually done. But I would argue it's time. You know, you look at how the NFL has changed in 19 years since Mike Tomlin was hired. It's an offensive game right now. You look at the Rams and the Seahawks last night, 31-27. Both defenses had a hard time stopping those offenses. I think if you look at it from that perspective, I think you can make an argument that the Steelers had to go in that direction, and that maybe it'll be a good thing in a couple of seasons once Mike is able to get his program in place.
Ray, was this close? Were there candidates that this could have gone either way, or did it always lean towards McCarthy?
Well, I mean, that's the interesting thing. They only did 3 in-person interviews. They also interviewed Anthony Weaver in Pittsburgh on Friday, and they interviewed Brian Flores the day before McCarthy on Tuesday. And that was it. A lot of people thought, okay, after the conference championship games, they're going to fly to L.A. They'll interview Chris Shula and Nate Shieldhouse, and that'll be their 5 finalists, and then they'll make a decision before the Super Bowl. But then on Saturday morning, late Saturday morning, you know, we get the news that McCarthy is the guy. So they didn't even feel like they wanted to interview those Rams assistants. I'm not sure why. There's a news conference tomorrow where Art Rooney and Mike McCarthy are going to talk. So maybe we'll get some answers at that point. But they only interviewed 3 guys, and Mike McCarthy, when you look at the resumes, obviously the most experienced, the most wins, the only one with a Super Bowl championship. So it's hard to argue with your choice when you look at it from that perspective.
So, Ray, what do you think are some realistic options at quarterback if it isn't going to be Aaron Rodgers? Do you think they use that first-round pick? I think they're picking somewhere in the early 20s to draft a quarterback there. Or do you look at maybe the free agent market or maybe trying to trade for somebody? Have you thought about that? Maybe some names Steeler fans should be looking out for.
Well, your listeners are going to love this. Art Rooney did an interview with the Steelers' in-house media operation, and he told their writer that Mike McCarthy really likes Will Howard. Now, I don't know exactly what to make of that, but he's not the first former quarterback guru to say that. John Gruden has said that on multiple occasions since the draft in April. So, listen, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't come back, it certainly seems like it might be on the table that Will Howard, at the very least, gets a shot at the starting job this year. Obviously, he's never played an NFL down. They would bring in some competition to push him a little bit. But I thought it was very interesting that Art Rooney made it a point to mention to their own media in-house operation that Mike McCarthy is a big fan of Will Howard, and he thinks he has a lot of potential.
Ray Fittipaldo with us from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fangus Hotline. All right, so let's examine a little bit about where they are. I think their salary cap is kind of middle of the road. Maybe some pending free agents. Maddie mentioned Aaron Rodgers, of course, but I think Steeler fan is ready to move on from that and take your strategy, which is either go with a young quarterback and bottom out or try to develop a quarterback and hopefully you have a future there. But what do you think the Steelers' first order of business is here in the offseason? Is it moving on from Patrick Queen? And what about their roster coming back that excites you?
Yeah, I mean, listen, they got to make decisions on T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward. I mean, Cam Hayward's 37 years old. They got to decide if they want him back. I think he would be on the books for about $17 million in 2026 at the age of 37. I mean, he had a great year, but, you know, at some point they're going to have to make a call on him. You know, T.J. Watt, you know, you can't cut him because of that salary, but can you trade him? Does T.J. Watt want to play for Mike McCarthy? Or would he rather be traded to a team that can maybe contend for a Super Bowl? So I think those are the two big names that we'll be hearing about, you know, before the new league year starts in March. And then when you want to just spin it forward to the NFL draft, which is going to be in Pittsburgh in late April, they need a wide receiver, and they need a wide receiver bad. DK Metcalf is the only real receiving threat on this football team right now, and they need somebody to pair along with him so they can be a little bit more dangerous and a little bit more productive on offense.
So you touched on the vibe amongst, you know, Steeler fans when they found out Mike McCarthy is going to be the guy. Now I want to bring you into Columbus, because I think there's been some indifference when the Buckeye fans found out that Arthur Smith is going to be their new offensive coordinator. You've obviously been around him the last couple years in Pittsburgh, understanding how he likes to go about his business as a play caller. What do you think about his fit now at the college level?
He loves to use tight ends. So if you've got some good tight ends on your roster, those guys are going to be happy. Maybe they can get a few more bucks in NIL. He's going to be happy to go to Ohio State, I can tell you, because he's probably going to have better receivers in Ohio State than he had in Pittsburgh. So I think Arthur's going to understand how to use those guys. I know Arthur got a bad rap here in Pittsburgh. They improved. They just didn't improve enough to satisfy the fan base. I think he's a really good football coach. And, guys, I wouldn't be surprised at all whenever this whole Bill Belichick experiment ends in North Carolina that Smith isn't the next football coach of the Tar Heels. He's an alum. He played offensive line there. And he was very much involved in that job last year at this time. It was just bad timing. You know, that job came open in December. The Steelers were in the playoff hunt. He still had 2 years left on his contract. It was just bad timing then. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Arthur's only in Columbus maybe a year or two, but whenever that job comes open in Carolina, I think he's going to be a top candidate for that job.
Great stuff, my man, and very good point. Good insight there. Our friend Ray Fittipaldo. Be safe, brother. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. He was on the Brian Heaton Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. What I said earlier about proven to a point always affects a fan base negatively versus the unknown mystery coach of what the next guy might be, because he hasn't passed or failed yet, the young coordinator. But McCarthy has done good things with good quarterbacks. That's the problem. He doesn't have one there yet. So this is one of those where Steeler fan is like he said, if we're going to, as my friend Scotty Vegas once said, if you're going to suck, just suck. Don't do it halfway.
Being in the middle is the worst place to be.
And nobody wants Will Howard to be bad, but maybe it is time to lean into that. But they hired a proven coach with a ceiling, and I don't know, maybe he and Aaron Rodgers have. That is not the future.
No.
Reuniting them doesn't do anything for anyone other than if you believe Aaron is bad, then it's good to bring him back, because then they may get what you want, which is them having a worse record.
And I think he's good enough, to where they won't be picking. Because this year they're picking 21st overall, and that's kind of been that window of the draft of where they've
been. Ironically, they might grab a receiver.
Which I'm not mad at, because I think they need a little bit of help. But that is going to be fascinating, to see if Mike McCarthy truly feels that way about Will Howard. Because I think when you're having that press conference, and you're not going to put down any of your guys.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be about following his actions more than his words. But we did see Will develop here, and we'll see if he can get into the league and make something happen. He was injured this year. Not that he was going to be the starter anyway, but he really didn't have a chance, I think, to get in the work that he probably needed to even become a better player behind the scenes.
Imagine being able to say you were the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, that's a flex right there. That's a flex.
Now, what staff is he going to bring in? That will be big.
Yeah.
But the Steelers ranked 23rd or worse in yards per game 7 straight years.
Sure, Buckeye fans love hearing
that. I don't know if he can get it fixed. All right, we're going to come back with Tell the Truth, Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
We're known for 3 things: games, conversation, and common man yelling about things only he cares about. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
I wish I'd gotten treated.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
How are you doing now?
Much better.
You said it was asthma?
Yeah, he started with this cough and then he was wheezing.
That's terrifying.
Doctor said hidden triggers can make it worse. Things like dust, mold, and even pests.
Pests?
Yeah, droppings and allergens from cockroaches and rodents can seriously impact children with asthma or allergies.
I had no idea.
We're making sure our home stays pest-free.
Don't let pests put your family's health at risk. Visit pestworld.org to learn more. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
I always tell people I was the luckiest guy in the world. I wanted to be an army man or a fireman, and I got to do both. As a firefighter, my job was about saving lives. I never thought one day I would be fighting for mine.
After spending his career answering the call to save others, Ken was diagnosed with ALS. Now he's facing his biggest battle. For more time. For 70 years, Muscular Dystrophy Association has been answering the call to help people live longer and more independent lives.
MDA means to me hope.
MDA is leading the way for people living with ALS, muscular dystrophy, and other neuromuscular diseases by accelerating research, advancing care, and advocating to empower families like Ken's.
I wouldn't be living as good of a life with ALS if it wasn't for MDA. MDA is helping people live stronger and love longer. Learn more at MDA.org today.
Can't get enough of your favorite fan content? Good news, we're on all the digitals. Follow 971 The Fan on X, Facebook, YouTube, The Talk, and Gram. Your digital home for endless shenanigans. The Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Tell the truth with Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by McDaniel GM Superstore. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
All right, Isaiah. Take us home, my man.
All right, let's kick it off with a little Sam Darnold talk. So the retread quarterback thing has been everywhere. And I'm pretty skeptical. I want you guys to think back. This all started a while ago. The first one, the OG, Ryan Tannehill.
My man.
He went to the Titans.
Yes, they are his guy right there.
Got replaced by Jay Cutler in Miami at the time. And now guys like Daniel Jones, Geno for a hot second, obviously Baker, and now Darnold. Do you think the retread quarterback thing is real, or is it going to get some teams in trouble when they start to target guys like Malik Willis?
I think two things here for me, AR. Timing is everything, and you got to have the opportunity at the right time. And Sam absolutely had that in Minnesota last year, and then obviously this year in Seattle with them moving on from Geno Smith. But I also think his stops along the way have mattered, too. Because of who your head coach is in Minnesota and how people really believe in him as a guy that can really get things in order for a quarterback. Prior to that, he was with Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco, and those were some down years for Sam Darnold, but behind the scenes, he was probably getting some really good coaching. And so the talent was there. This guy was a third overall pick back in 2018, and so patience isn't a thing that a lot of these quarterbacks really get. Like, teams really move on quickly, and Sam can speak to that, going back to, you know, him coming in the league in 2018. So I think it's a couple things. That timing has worked out really well for him, but he's had a chance to maybe sit down for a little bit and learn and become a better quarterback behind the scenes, and he's taking advantage.
It's rare for it to happen, but yeah. Most of these guys that come in and go to bad teams, they're bad because they're on bad teams. It's still an ultimate team sport, and I think Darnold is a perfect blueprint for a talented guy who certainly was on bad teams, and he turned into kind of, he was labeled a bust, and I didn't think he was an absolute bust. I thought he had a ceiling. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. When I saw him unravel against the Rams last year after a 14-win season, that bothered me. It made me feel like when the lights were the brightest, I wasn't sure if he could come through.
Well, and the, so, I'm seeing ghost comment. Like, well, that doesn't help your case either.
He was, that was branded to him for a while.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Because that kind of follows you, because if you're thinking that about yourself, then how mentally strong can you be?
Yeah.
So it's a great story. He's proof that, as you said, with the right organization, you can turn your career around. And Jared Goff wasn't a failure with the Rams, but they upgraded from him, and it got them a Super Bowl. And Goff's got talent. Goff's not a retread, but he's a former top pick who the Rams wrote off. They did.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't, and they paid him first. It was weird.
Yeah.
But if you find a new coaching staff, a system, you get support, you believe in yourself, sometimes that adds a flavor to it. It's not just like there's a prove it wrong kind of thing. So I don't always blame the team that got rid of the guy, that you should have seen this coming, because sometimes you add all the elements I just talked about and the current team can't add those elements. We can't make you feel unappreciated until you leave, and then you're motivated to prove us wrong. It's like getting fired from a job. Like, you want, I'm not saying you're any worse or better, but you have added motivation.
Yeah.
It's like guys that get traded or cut or waived. There are a million stories of guys that have proven teams wrong. So he was a struggling quarterback. Mm-hmm. He was a high expectation quarterback as a first round pick. And the fact that he's now gone back to back with different franchises with 14 games, wins, and no one in the history of the sport's ever done that, I'm not taking that away from him.
No, you can't, man. He's bald, and for you and I, it's kind of an odd place for us to be, because on your side of things, it's the quarterback that kind of got away, and for me, it's maybe the head coach of the future that kind of got away with Mike McDonald, who's now been there. This is his second year, and he's got them to the Super Bowl, and now you're talking about Sam Darnold's story, and Baker's got a similar-ish story kind of going on, but obviously hasn't gotten to this point, but he's had Tampa in the playoffs over the last couple of years. So, yeah, man, I mean, Sam Darnold, it's awesome. He's persevered through a lot, and he's four quarters away from really stamping who a lot of people thought he was coming out of USC.
I thought in yesterday's game, and I saw it early, his patience was on point. He was taking the check down. He was throwing to K-9. He was not forcing the football.
Yeah.
When he rolls and throws across his body, he makes sure only his receiver gets it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make him like he's going to be perfect. And now he's playing the biggest game of his life. We'll see. But make no mistake, his kryptonite was the Rams. If any team was going to watch him self-destruct, it was them again. And he didn't. And he had to lead a drive, and it was late, and there were nerves.
You know what helps, too, is when 99 is not on that defensive line anymore.
Of course. They're not same
when
defense.
When Aaron Donald isn't there anymore, but he had to overcome that. Because to your point, AR, I don't care if you're a golfer, you go to certain courses.
That's right.
You're a hitter going up against certain pitchers. Until you do it, there's that mental hurdle, and he got over it yesterday. So, yeah, man, it's awesome to see.
Next one I got for you guys. I was talking to Maddie before the show started, and he's contemplating a trip this week. Mm-hmm. He's thinking about heading up to Cleveland to go see his boy LeBron.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it got me thinking, are there any players out there other than LeBron that before they retire you feel like you have to see in person at least once?
Ohtani and Wimby. I need to see that in person with my own eyes. Lakers are coming to Cleveland on Wednesday. I'm thinking about going.
All right, so I bailed on this and took a lot of heat from it from a certain coach that I probably need to see Connor McDavid in person, and I haven't yet.
Oh, yeah.
I need to see that speed. I need to see all that. Watching Kucherov on Saturday night is special. Okay. Watching him pass, pass that goes through somebody. Like, I think Connor McDavid is the one for me now.
Okay.
Think that I've got time, but
never know.
I want to make sure.
Never know. Never
that
know.
Happens.
Good stuff. Let's tell the truth for today. Hey, before we go, you missed anything from our show, don't worry. You can always catch up wherever you get your podcast. All you got to do is type in Rothman and Ice, everything we do from noon to three. We'll be waiting there for you. Subscribe to the podcast as well. Bet365 is the sponsor of the Rothman and Ice podcast. Common Man and Timmy coming up next from 3 to 6. So don't move. We love you.
Isaiah, well done, my man.
Yeah, man.
You and that beautiful creamsicle satin jacket today just doing all-star work.
Go get a nap.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm going to go home and sleep for a while, and then I'll get T-Bone and Tyvus tomorrow
morning.
There's
a little closet right here. What do you mean home?
No couches in this place.
Just curl
up
right in there. You'll roll out the next show. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Stay safe. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
All the Ohio State conversation you can handle. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
Your Ohio State flagship station. The Fan.
Maybe it was a family vacation. Or a school field trip. But there you were, standing in awe at a national park. We are the National Park Foundation. And together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Today, tomorrow, forever. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.